This hour from Town Hall, Amrit Thomason. First it was France, then Britain and Canada, now it's Australia.
Australia will recognise the right of the Palestinian people to a state of their own, predicated on the commitments Australia has received from the Palestinian Authority. We will work with the international community to make this right a reality. Australia is making this statement today following our cabinet meeting as part of a coordinated global effort building momentum for a two-state solution.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese heard on the BBC. His remarks come as Israel's leader speaks out.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
I'm Donna Water.
Pressing his focus on cleaning up Washington, D.C., President Trump announces what he calls a press conference on crime and beautification, says the event will take place later this morning. Investigators working to determine the cause of a Sunday house fire that killed four children and two adults in Waldorf, Maryland. As ferocious wildfires burn across parts of the West, torrential rain has brought destructive flash flooding to parts of the plains, as well as the Midwest. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 88 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 13, S&P futures 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Good Monday morning. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. There are several things as we get underway. We just cleared in the last 20 minutes a wreck that was northbound on the BW Parkway near the airport cutoff. It's now on the shoulder. Any backup there is minimal right now through there. There is an incident on the ramp from westbound Route 50 exiting at Davidsonville Road. Not sure if it's a wreck or a broken down vehicles. A heads up there. There is a wreck in Prince George's County. Busy area on Pennsylvania Avenue. That's Route 4. Several lanes are blocked just to the south and east of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a hot day as temperatures rise to the upper 80s and maybe even the low 90s. We start the day with mostly cloudy skies, but later on we'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll drop down to the 70s under mostly clear skies, then get ready for the 90s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 64 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's already 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. A 39-year-old man facing charges after police say he defaced an Israeli flag and spray-painted a Falls Road business late Wednesday night. Jonathan Wagner accused of targeting kitchen design by Eden, which displayed the flag outside its storefront. One charge includes malicious destruction of property based on race or religion. The business owner says his shop had been targeted before, but he replaces the flag each time and refuses to take it down. Wagner's court date is set, ironically, on October 7th. Baltimore police officer and a civilian driver injured Friday night in a crash at East Monument and North Wolf. The collision happened around 10:15 p.m., disabling both vehicles and knocking the front plate off the police cruiser. Both drivers were taken to the hospital, minor injuries. Investigators have not yet determined the cause of the crash. Dozens gathered in Fells Point Saturday to protest recent changes to the Social Security system ahead of its 90th anniversary. The rally, organized by Democrats, comes after the Trump administration announced plans to phase out paper checks for most beneficiaries. Critics say the move makes benefits harder to access and could be part of a broader push to privatize the program. Organizers, joined by state and federal officials, urged voters to press Congress to protect Social Security's funding and accessibility. Nationwide demonstrations are planned in the coming week. The Archdiocese of Baltimore collected 410 firearms Saturday during its third gun buyback in southwest Baltimore. Working with city police, the Archdiocese has now removed more than 1,050 guns from the community through the program. Organizers offered up to $300 per gun with no questions asked, using funds raised from parishioners and community donations. Pastor Michael Murphy says the effort aims to promote peace and reduce violence. Lottery numbers from last night, you pick 3563, you pick 4060, I'm sorry, that's 9601, 9601, it's 606, next, it's Stein on Sports.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys keeping you cool this summer. Orioles lost the rubber match of their series. Baltimore fell to the Athletics 3-2 at home. Jordan Westberg hit his 14th dinger of the season in the setback, while Kobe Mayo drove in his team's lone other tally. Keegan Aiken blew his fourth save and got the loss. Another rough outing for the bullpen. The Orioles have the day off before continuing their homestand against the Mariners. Ravens made an offensive addition over the weekend. Baltimore signed running back Miles Gaskin after a tryout with the club, placed quarterback Robert Longerbeam on IR. Gaskin played 5 games for the Vikings last season, rushing for a negative 1 yard on 3 carries. On Saturday, the Ravens signed corner MJ Devonshire and placed fellow corner Bihal Cohn on IR as well. The Ravens continue their preseason slate Saturday against the Cowboys. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCVM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Merrill. It's a Monday, August 11th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Rachel Morin's murderer will be sentenced today in Hartford County. The Trump-Putin summit is on for this Friday in Alaska. The latest details on that. But our top story here today, once again, Baltimore has made national news. Not just being the third most stressed city or the fourth most dangerous city. And we're not even talking about the mass shooting in Park Heights. That is going to come a little bit later on. But once again, Baltimore now making national news after a man by the name of Patrick Bryce, 28 years of age, who was found guilty of two counts of second-degree assault and reckless endangerment in connection with the beatdown of two pro-life activists outside of Baltimore Planned Parenthood on North Howard Street back in May of 23, received zero jail time. Zero. The judge in this case, Yvette Bryant, giving the man home detention for a year, 3 years probation, and this is really just a slap on the wrist, no doubt. The man's attorney, Terrell Roberts, commenting on the sentence and the idea that the reason why the judge didn't give him a harsher sentence, she couldn't tell whether he was provoked or not.
Oh, my.
As if that would justify it.
That's absolutely incorrect, factually and legally. You know, he was committing a crime. That is, Bryce had just tackled Mr. Schaefer into a cement, a flower pot, and brick wall, and he was out on the ground, and Mr. Crosby was coming to his aid. So there was no legal provocation on the part of Mr. Crosby coming over to aid his friend. It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Mr. Schaefer was 84 years of age. Mr. Crosby, 73, when they were attacked by this 28-year-old thug. And the attorney went on to say, hey, it's Baltimore, and it's open season, especially if you're a pro-life activist.
The effect of all this is that it's open season for pro-life people working around places like Planned Parenthood. It's open season for them. On them. I mean, anybody can come up and assault them, maim them, and get away with it.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's amazing.
And you put this in perspective.
He was provoked. People could say all kinds of ugly things.
Yeah.
Words aren't actions.
Right.
You know, you can call me any name in the book. That doesn't justify me slugging you. Period.
Yeah. No, and again, this was not self-defense. He was not attacked. He attacked these two gentlemen. We're going to hear from one of the victims here in just a second, Mark Crosby. But this is an environment where pro-life people have been sent to prison.
Yeah.
Okay. Have done prison time. And yet, a person who brutally attacks two elderly men gets off with home detention. Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, how brave. You took down an 83-year-old guy. Ooh, how brave of you. 613, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway. I'm not sure which lane yet, but it's having an impact. Outer Loop, Georgia Avenue, and already we're backed up to New Hampshire Avenue. I'm looking at the camera, Route 29, so it's just beyond this camera range, and it's not moving too well right now on that section of the Capitol Beltway. So problems, again, with the early ride trying to get around to the Mormon Temple. The other problem on the southeast side of the Capitol Beltway, Pennsylvania Avenue, big wreck there on Route 4, southeast of the Capitol Beltway. There's a big backup there trying to get in to the Capitol Beltway from the southeast side. Beltway locally looks good. The camera, again, at I-70 is giving us a lovely shot of the trees. I must say it's very entertaining.
Oh, nice, man.
You know.
I love trees.
The Keebler elves are just waking up. I can see that and a couple of the trees over there to the right. But the Beltway going by is just kind of cruising along. We're in very good shape right now at both the harbor tunnels. Very relaxing. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is a snot.
It's not. No way it is. On talk radio.
Such a snot.
WCBM.
Your 525 Weather Authority forecast. Hot weather is coming back. We're up upper 80s to low 90s today and tomorrow. tomorrow with sunshine as well. So, but fall-like weather over the weekend, which was just gorgeous. It's out of here. Dog days coming back with a vengeance.
Clear. No.
64 in Columbia. 64 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. President Trump fired the head of the IRS on Friday, Billy Long. And Long had served in that position for 6 weeks, earning him the nickname Billy Not Long.
Not for long.
Apparently, he refused to give over data on illegal aliens in the tax system, and that's why Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, will now be the interim head of the IRS. Jen Powell broke the gender barrier this past weekend, becoming Major League Baseball's first female umpire, and first pitch. Controversy. It was a ball inside, which she called a strike.
Okay.
Look, guys can do that all the time.
Yeah, sure.
You know? The New England Patriots unveiled a 17-foot tall statue, rather, of Tom Brady outside Gillette Stadium over the weekend. Apparently, Rob Gronkowski is still talking to it. Tom, when are you coming back?
Was he holding a ball? And was it deflated?
Good question.
Gronk is the new guy on the Fox show on NFL Sunday.
Yeah, he's taking over Jimmy Johnson, who retired.
Right. I like Gronk. He's fun.
Yeah. President Trump considering a change to federal marijuana policy that could see the drug reclassified as less dangerous. Oh, great.
Ooh, then what?
Now the drug czar will be a Snoop Dogg. Yeah. You can see it coming.
Press conferences should be fun.
He'll be pushing the one big beautiful bong bill. President Trump hosting a summit with Vladimir.
Wait, that's what got Michelle, right? That line gets Michelle?
Yeah.
That says something right there, doesn't it?
Michelle is in for Kristen, who's off on vacation this week. President Trump is hosting a summit with Vladimir Putin in Alaska this Friday. The meeting will take place without any conditions. Well, there is one condition. Putin will have to wear a suit. Remember
the bare-chested thing?
Remember Zelensky? He didn't show up in a suit, and he got dressed down, pardon the pun, by the president. Elon Musk is taking heat after it was discovered that his Grok AI is purposefully programmed to make explicit nude images of women. That sound you're hearing now is millions of men all over the country entering in Sydney Sweeney in the Grok search field.
That's nice.
It's National Presidential Joke Day.
Oh.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
It's Joe Biden Day?
I'd say that's the immediate where everybody goes. But no. Which president do you think had the best sense of humor?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. I was going to say Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, going to contemporary. I mean, that we heard.
Right. Yeah, a lot of them we obviously had no accent. There were some guys that of our founding fathers that, you know, could spin a yarn, as they say. But Reagan.
William Harrison.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Astronaut Jim Lovell, commander of Apollo 13, died on Thursday.
Yeah.
He was 97. Tom Hanks portrayed him in the Ron Howard film. Hanks also posted a touching tribute to Jim on Friday. In the past, though, Tom has admitted that he got the famous line wrong in the 1995 movie. Here he is explaining the remember Houston?
Yep.
We've had a problem is the correct line.
We've had a problem.
But he said it somewhat differently.
Houston, we have a problem.
You know, that's actually a mistake on my part, because I believe Jim actually said, Houston, we've had a problem. It was in the script, and I never bothered to think that, well, let's go back and make sure that's the correct tense.
Okay,
this is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Okay, stand by. 13, we're looking at it.
So he said, we've had a problem. And in the movie, he said, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that always gets, that's the quote that always gets mentioned is,
sure.
Houston, we have a problem from the movie, but that's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So at least he manned up to it and said.
They weren't lying when they said they had a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that was a big problem.
Chuck, I overheard the conversation between you and Sean on Friday talking about me when Sean said, Chuck, we have a problem.
Well, he told me back when. He said, Bruce Elliott's going to start Monday. I said, oh, Christ. Here we go again.
You were that excited about it.
Here we go again. Now we really have a problem.
Yes, we do. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And we're talking about now this case of these two pro-life, and these men did not accost, did not confront. There were some heated words exchanged. I don't know what was said because we don't have the audio, but that does not in any way, shape, or form justify a 28-year-old pushing a man into a cement flower pot and injuring him. And then when his friend comes to intervene to try to, you know, stop the fracas, he gets clocked. And then while he's on the ground, he gets kicked
in the head.
Kicked in the head, and he's got permanent damage from it. So we'll get to that here in just a second. But in this particular case, the first trial was a jury trial, and they couldn't come to an agreement on a first-degree assault. What? So that, what does that say about this jury pool in Baltimore City, number one? Number two, the judge on a bench trial basically convicts him of second-degree assault with zero jail time. We got a reaction from one of the victims and from the attorney coming up, and yours as well. 410-922-6680. The best of the morning drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, it's Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show. Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
Love the buck. We'll get something moving. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning once again, Chuck.
Good morning. The word is right now, haven't confirmed it yet, but the Outer Loop Capitol Beltway of Route 29 between there and Georgia Avenue may be closed temporarily. Ooh, is that going to be a problem? Looking at it live here, and it ain't moving right now at Route 29, so we got a big problem developing. Going to have to get some traffic onto East-West Highway. That's inside the Beltway, the Intercounty Connector on the outside, because apparently whatever's involved here at Georgia Avenue, let me see if I can see it in this other camera, cannot. But now the inner loop is also looking at it, so it must be a big wreck here. It didn't look like it was that bad to begin with, but now it's a major wreck on the outer loop at Route 29 between there and Georgia Avenue. So now's the time to get away from the Capitol Beltway in that section of Montgomery County. The other big wreck on Pennsylvania Avenue, southeast of the Capitol Beltway, and several lanes are also blocked there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The hot weather returns today. Upper 80s to low 90s today. Pretty much the same tomorrow. We'll get sunshine both days. Right now it's clear in 68 in Annapolis, 64 in Ellicott City. We're talking about the individual who assaulted 2 pro-life activists outside Planned Parenthood. First jury trial could not agree on a conviction for first-degree assault. And then, of course, then a bench trial was held. And the judge in this case, Yvette Bryant, found him guilty of second-degree assault, but then just no jail time, home detention, probation, community service, you name it. And the lawyer in the case, Terrell Roberts, says Mark Crosby wrote a victim statement. He was 73 at the time. He sustained permanent damage to his right eye in addition to facial injuries and bruises. It was a three-page victim statement, and Roberts was asked whether or not he think that victim statement made any difference. Did the judge read it, understand it, and did she factor it into any of her deliberations?
I think it was a good statement. Whether it had any effect, it's hard to tell. The judge did not make any comments about the crime. She just proceeded to sentencing without any comment, which is very unusual.
Highly unusual.
Yeah.
You watch two elderly men, and one wonders if this judge may have been predisposed or biased against pro-life protesters, because the lack of, and I'm not asking a judge to be emotional or come unglued here, but not a single comment about what she just witnessed. It was on video, for God's sake.
Yeah. There's reasonable, if one of the guys had made an aggressive move toward this 28-year-old, then okay, you forget how old the guy is. If he's going to attack you, you go ahead and slap back. But there was nothing. This young man came up and attacked these guys who were simply there peacefully protesting pro-life. I don't care what they were protesting. They were pro-choice. They could have been, pro-spaghetti for all I care. It doesn't matter. Words don't mean you have to hit. Words mean you can respond in kind with words, but then walk away, sport. Just walk away. That's a lesson that, maybe. But you'd think at age 28, the testosterone would have come down just a little bit from his teenage years, and he would have grown out of this nonsense.
Yeah. Well, and again, I guess he is. He feels real good about himself, attacking an 84-year-old and a 73-year-old.
Yeah, that'll teach him.
Mark Crosby, he was treated for a fractured bone in his face, blindness in one eye, head and neck pain, two fractured fingers, bruising on arms and legs. The attack left him with photophobia, meaning he has to cover his right eye on sunny days and also from very bright lights for the rest of his life. Meanwhile, this thug gets off almost scot-free. Here's Mark Crosby on the sentence and what he endured.
The sentence senior attacker got no jail time.
It's Baltimore City. Baltimore City is criminal friendly. It's not victim friendly at all, especially if you're a senior. This Twilla Driggins is chief of the felony division, and I knew from day one talking to her this was not going to be in our favor because she's so criminal friendly. Also, Baltimore City just got awarded the number out of 19,000 cities in the United States. It's number three, the most dangerous. So nothing surprises me with these judges. The judges do not like pro-lifers. They don't like us saving babies. I don't know why. God's beautiful babies. It's sad. But the consequence is our water is now poisoned.
Something else that Mark Crosby said, he believes that Patrick Bryce should have been charged with a hate crime because he yanked the crucifix. He's a devout Catholic, Crosby. Yanked the crucifix he was wearing right off his neck and threw it into the bushes. Bryce denied he had any animosity. What was he doing around Planned Parenthood that day? And to me, I would have taken it a little bit further. Did he go on a mission, a hunt for pro-life protesters, pro-life activists? Was he looking in a predetermined act to injure people and perhaps worse? Who knows? We'll never know. Again, it is crazy. Mark in Baltimore is with us. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I am very pro-life, and this is very frightening. I just want to point out the thug only got 1 year home detention. Think about it. Former city state attorney, Marilyn Mosby got 2 years of home detention for falsifying federal papers dealing with housing or something down in Florida. So I guess it's okay to have committed violence to get get less time and home detention than just falsifying pieces of paper that didn't really harm any two senior citizens. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree, and I think that the prosecution in this case asked for a 10-year sentence. And again, you had two victims here, and the first degree assault obviously did not fly, but the second degree assault for two victims, they could have gotten up to 10 years instead, zero. 0 years in jail, home detention, and probation and community service. Once again, justice is not served in the city of Baltimore. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Zegev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Police are investigating a mass shooting in Baltimore's Central Park Heights neighborhood that left a 38-year-old man dead, five others injured Saturday night. Officers say the shooting happened near Queensbury and Spalding, close to Pimlico. Four men, a 23-year-old woman, and a 5-year-old girl among the victims. The child's injuries, not serious. Investigators say multiple vehicles and homes were struck by gunfire. No arrests have been made. Detectives still working to determine a motive. Six people, including four children, killed in a house fire in Charles County yesterday. Fire crews responded to the home on Declaration Court North around 8:40 a.m., upgraded the blaze to two alarms after learning people were trapped inside. Officials say three other residents lived there. One escaped. Two were not home at the time. Investigators have not found evidence of criminal activity and are still working to determine the cause. Dozens gathered in Fells Point on Saturday to protest recent changes to the Social Security system ahead of its 90th anniversary. The rally, organized by Democrats, comes after the Trump administration announced plans to phase out paper checks for most beneficiaries. Critics say the move makes benefits harder to access and could be part of a broader push to privatize the program. Organizers, joined by state and the federal officials, urged voters to press Congress to protect Social Security's funding and accessibility. Nationwide demonstrations planned in the coming week. And the Archdiocese of Baltimore collected 410 firearms Saturday during its third gun buyback in southeast Baltimore. Working with city police, Archdiocese now has moved more than 1,000 guns from the community through the program. 6:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick 3 Lottery, 563. Pick 4, 9601. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
In two major wrecks this morning towards the district on Pennsylvania Avenue, which is Route 4, southeast of the Capitol Beltway. A lot of road blockage there. And then this wreck on the Capitol Beltway. And most of the lanes are blocked on the outer loop between 29 and Georgia Avenue. Been watching this traffic basically sitting still, not doing anything, even back towards New Hampshire Avenue. It's already backed up to 95. So if you're coming down 95 through Cherry Hill Road, 198, you're going to try to get on the Beltway to go west. You're just going to run into the backup, and it's not going anywhere. So Intercounty Connector, which is outside the Beltway, or East-West Highway, which is inside the Capitol Beltway, two possible detour routes. They're slowing, by the way, on the Interloop, even though all the lanes are open. The Interloop is backed up to Georgia Avenue looking at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a hot day as temperatures rise to the upper 80s and maybe even the low 90s. We start the day with mostly cloudy skies, but later on we'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll drop down to the 70s under mostly clear skies, then get ready for the 90s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the day off today. Sean Casey in for Gary Stein, and the Stein on Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Orioles lose the rubber match of their series with the Oakland Athletics yesterday, 3-2. Bullpen blows up again. Jordan Westberg hit his 14th home run of the season. The Orioles are off today. They'll continue their homestand against the Mariners tomorrow. Nats claimed a road series win. They beat the San Francisco Giants 8-0 in their series finale. Ravens made an offensive addition on Sunday. They signed running back Miles Gaskin after a trial with the club and placed corner Robert Longerbeam on IR. Also on Saturday, the Ravens signed cornerback MJ Devonshire and placed fellow corner Bihal Cohn on IR as well. The Ravens will face off against the Cowboys in preseason this coming Saturday. Elsewhere, Shane Van Grisbergen celebrating a landslide victory at the Gold Bowling at the Glen Race. Driver of the number 88 car led Christopher Bellman with 11 seconds to take home the checkered flag at Watkins Glen International. Elsewhere, Jen Powell, the now first woman umpire in Major League Baseball history. She first took the field Saturday's doubleheader between the Marlins and the Braves in Atlanta. Made even more history by calling a Sunday series finale behind home plate. And elsewhere, we'll take a look at Justin Rose in the world of golf, earning his 12th career tour victory after winning the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind in Memphis. Rose took down J.J. Spawn in a three-hole playoff after both finished atop the leaderboard. Scottie Scheffler, Tommy Fleetwood finished tied for third at 15 under. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
636 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It has become more clear over the weekend that the Israelis, under Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are going to take Gaza, fully occupy the Gaza Strip. They do not view it as an occupation. They view it as a freeing of the people. Their goal is to eliminate Hamas, establish a civilian government not run by Hamas or members of Hamas, and get out of Dodge. Now, they've left Gaza once before. One would hope they leave it in more stable hands than those that have currently ruled Gaza, and that is, of course, those hands of the members of Hamas who are currently starving some of the remaining 20 hostages they have that we still believe are alive. And you've seen some of the footage, of course, of them not just starving them, but making them dig their own graves. It's pretty gruesome stuff. Elsewhere in world affairs, in Alaska, our own territory, guess what? Our president and President Putin are going to sit down and have a chit-chat.
I just think the president continues to make this mistake of making threats and then not following through. Threats, 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 and then he backs away. That deadline came and passed and nothing happened, and Putin notices that.
Yeah, that's Michael McCaul. He is a Republican. He's the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He does not like Donald Trump's approach to negotiating with Vladimir Putin. Now, of course, he worked for Obama in a foreign diplomat position, but he says that even sitting down with the president of the United States is a gift to whoever happens to sit down with him.
It is always a gift to any leader in the world to sit down with the president of the United States of America. When I worked for President Obama and planned summits with Russian leaders and other countries, we always knew that this was something we were giving them, and we expected something in return.
Now, one of the things that happens in these high-end negotiations is they want to have a deliverable. a known deliverable before they even sit down, which means that both countries know they'll be able to leave this summit saying, we are victorious in the following area. That's before they even sit down. McCall says...
I think you're misidentifying him. I think that is, this is Michael McFaul.
Oh, McFaul.
McFaul actually worked for Obama. McCall's a Texas Republican.
Yeah, that confused me because he's listed as McCall.
No, it's McFaul.
McFaul, all right. Yeah. So thank you very much for that.
Sure.
Yeah, it says that Putin gets the gift of us sitting down with him. What do we get?
Putin will get the gift. He'll get the gift of sitting next to the United States president in the United States of America, by the way, in Alaska, a part of the former Russian Empire.
Yeah, part of the former Russian Empire, which he then went on to expand and say, yes, and the Russians still want Alaska back. Well, not that I've heard, but okay, if that's fine, if that's the way you want to go. I'm not quite sure that the Russians view even sitting down with Trump is a gift to them. I think in their mind, they view this as two equals sitting down to hammer out some kind of agreement. Now, I do not think they are our equal militarily or economically.
No, they certainly aren't either. I think this is really Trump kind of rubbing Putin's face in it. This was former Russian holding.
Way back when.
Back in the day.
Russia.
And what are they battling over? They're battling over land in Ukraine, in eastern Ukraine. So it's interesting that this was the choice. I mean, they could have met in a lot of different spots, but here they meet in land once operated and owned by the Russians, which is now the United States.
It could have made it more obvious by being on the islands, you know. Exactly. There's a set of islands that goes off that...
Right. Aleutians.
The Aleutians, yes. So we have that that dynamic going on, and some of that's going to be going on this coming week. As far as what the president is doing economically overseas, Peter Navarro says it's like going into a deli for these foreign nations. They have to come into the deli and pull a number and wait till their number is called.
We're certainly going to have more deals. The United States trade rep, Jamison Greer, his shop is like a deli. It's like where you go in and you have to pick a number and wait in line. That's all these countries that are coming in to talk. But we've covered now most of our big trading partners where we have a major trade deficit with. And this all came about because of the national emergency associated with the trade deficit.
Yeah, there was the trade deficit emergency that spurred the president to do something at all, and that's led him to the series of tariff negotiations overseas. Navarro says, look, there have been a number of successes, very few failures, if any, because those failures aren't a definite no, they're works in progress.
We got Japan, we got Korea, we got Indonesia, we got the Philippines, a great deal with the European Union. We still have some work to do with Mexico. Canada has been very, very difficult because of Canada, not us. And we are in just a great place right now.
Just a great place because Trump is rewriting trade parameters overseas.
The president is changing the international trade environment, rewriting the economic textbooks, and making history.
Making history like nobody has ever seen before, to use a phrase that sometimes comes out of the White House.
Just about every prediction they've made about the tariffs has been wrong.
Yeah.
Just about every single one.
Absolutely.
And imagine if we didn't have such a chowderhead at sharing the Fed where the economy would be right now with lower interest rates.
Yeah, Europeans have lowered their interest rates, I believe, 10 times.
10 times. 10 times.
Yeah, since this guy became president, and we have lowered them zippos. Absolutely none whatsoever. I have an ad coming up for you. I'll wait till after the food news for it because you're going to love it. Right now, it begins 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Mr. Food himself, Chuck Whitaker.
They've opened up two lanes now in the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near Georgia Avenue, so at least we're making a little progress there. Some traffic now getting by, but we're jammed up all the way back to 95. 95 is going to back up to at least Cherry Hill Road for the traffic coming south, because once you get to the Capitol Beltway, it's just not really responding yet to the lanes that are open, but some traffic is open there. The inner loop is slow at the accident scene, and then the other big wreck was on Pennsylvania Avenue in Prince George's County just before the Capitol Beltway, and the cleanup is still underway there. So far, no issues in or around the Beltway. Looks like we're still in the clear moving south, but a little heavier traffic now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, it is going to be hot. The heat is coming back. Upper 80s to low 90s today and tomorrow with some sunshine both days. And no threat of rain, maybe till midweek or so. But the heat is back after that wonderful fall-like weekend. I hope you enjoyed it. Right now, 64 in Reisterstown, 68 in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Fatty McFatFat.
Shake Shack. Apparently, the fried pickle dog is a hot seller. Yeah. And the chili cheese dog, that's my favorite. So, again,
I like that.
Good stuff there. I have not tried the fried pickle dog yet at Shake Shack, but it is a good one. So we'll have to wait and see. New Pretzel Cheddar Club landing at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. On next Monday, Chick-fil-A ready for the fall nationwide debut of the new Pretzel Cheddar Club sandwich on Monday. They're also bringing back cherry berry beverages. What do you looks like Oreos in front of me?
Well, kind of Oreos. These are the Selena Gomez Oreos.
The Selena Gomez Oreos.
Selena Gomez Oreos. I was at the store yesterday, and I had no one to say, no, don't buy that. Because Vivian's out of town. So I bought them. This is Selena's chocolate and cinnamon cream cookies. They're cinnamon. They're Selena Gomez Oreos. Here, I'm going to try one while you
talk. Yeah. So you didn't bring in the Smoothie King Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie? That would have been that'd have been good as well.
Good chaser.
Yeah. Exactly. And finally, Taco Bell introducing two new $3 steak burritos. That's pretty good. Yeah, $3 for a cheesy melt grilled steak burrito and the Chipotle Ranch grilled steak burrito at Taco Bell. So these are the Selena. What makes them Selena Gomez? Because they're...
I don't know. Because they're Selena Gomez. Because
is that her favorite concoction?
This has the cinnamon cream in the middle. And plus other natural flavors, it says. So it's good.
Yeah. You're
stepping on the line.
Yeah. Man, I feel left out. Don't you, Chuck?
Well, come on in.
We'll bring you one.
Oh.
What about Chuck?
Chuck is out of the luck. I mean, he says so well.
We're doing Chuck a favor by not offering him a whole tray of Oreo Selena Gomez cookies.
That's nice. Doing me a favor.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
For a man who's dining gourmet this week, those are pretty good.
Those are really good. You brought in chocolate chip cookies today?
No, for you.
You brought in the Selena Gomez Oreos? You can tell Vivian's out of town.
Yeah, you can.
I had potatoes au gratin for breakfast this morning. Really, Vivian's out of town. No one's there to say, don't buy that.
They're good. They're tasty.
There they are.
You got your fat pants in the drawer just in case.
That's right. They look exactly like the other pants.
They'll roll them in this time.
That's how you fool them. Same color, just different size.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, no, they're tasty. They're good.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, I'll bring one in for you, Michelle.
Okay.
All right. Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right.
Thank you, sir. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
And here's this ad that I have for you. Very, very special ad.
Chick-fil-A. It ain't just fast food. It's Southern comfort wrapped in a foil bag and handed to you with a my pleasure. You don't go there to eat. You go there to be healed by the poultry of purification. The drive-thru, it moves like NASCAR with manners. You got 50 cars and you think you'll wait 20 minutes, but that mealtime machine moves like the gears are greased by God's good graces. The entire sandwich tastes like it's saving your soul. The bun is soft and warm. The pickles are perfectly placed in that filet. It's fried therapy for your tongue. The waffle fries are like edible love letters from the Lord telling you that you're always forgiven. And the sauces? Chick-fil-A sauce is like liquid gold, and Polynesian tastes like sweet saving chaos. They're like perfectly pre-packaged pockets of pure joy. Now go get you a bag, sugar. You'll be fed, body, soul, and spirit. Amen.
For those who missed church yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I read, and I think that they're changing the way they, the chicken breast on the chicken breast sandwich. Yeah. It used to be, there's a new way they're making it or something. It's not as good, we're hearing. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll have to reach out to Chick-fil-A and see if that's the case.
They should know these things. Do not change the recipe.
Yeah, they really don't. Remember the new Coke, old Coke, all that.
And
sometimes when you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And for the last couple of weeks, the Chick-fil-A up in Hunt Valley has been closed, so I drive by on Saturdays and sigh deeply. Really?
It's been closed?
Yeah, they were doing reconstruction there.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. Right, another closed on Sundays.
No.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. We'll see you in a couple here. It's 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And we're talking about, obviously, the big summit. Paz writes in, I saw an ABC News report last Friday about the scheduled Trump-Putin summit. There was no mention that Putin invaded Ukraine when Biden was vice president and Obama was president, and again when Biden was president. Rather, the report claimed that Trump failed to honor his campaign promise to end the war sooner. The propagandist media hopes that the talks will fail, that America fails, so it can continue to promote the Obama-led Marxist movement. There have now been seven peace deals brokered by this president. The latest on Friday with Armenia and Azerbaijan, who have been at war, a vicious, bloody war, for 35 years. Much like Rwanda and Congo had been at war for 30 years. And President Trump got both parties to the table, and they were able to resolve it. So, again, this might be more about personalities with Putin and Zelensky. We'll see. And, again, there's no promise of any deal, but I think what's happening here now, we're getting some details, some outlines, some groundwork that they can begin crafting, maybe a ceasefire while they hammer out the full details starting this Friday in Alaska. 6:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we are aware that our terrestrial radio signal is not working at the moment. We are off the air from a terrestrial standpoint, but our streaming, our digital broadcast is up and running. And so pass the word. Folks can't get us on the terrestrial radio signal, then get us on the app. Mm-hmm. Or listen on your computer, on your laptop, your smartphone, and that's a great backup. So we're working on the problem, but thanks. We are aware of it, and hopefully we'll get it resolved sooner rather than later, and we regret any inconvenience it may have caused you here this morning. Still to come, Rachel Morin's murderer will be sentenced today in Hartford County. We'll take a look at what he faces and how they caught him in just a moment. At the top of the hour, the Texas redistricting battle might have a domino effect. We'll talk about that as well.
Yep. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Mr. Cookieless Johnson.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Eastbound 50, there's a new wreck right after Ritchie Highway. And before we get over to Baydale Drive, at one point they had everything blocked. I think now they're just in the process of getting everything off to the right shoulder. But nevertheless, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. If you're coming across the Severn River Bridge, going to be some backing there. The ramp from Ritchie Highway to eastbound Route 50 will also be impacted. But we are just now starting to move traffic again. again, at least in the center and the left-hand lane. Two of the big problems towards Washington this morning, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Georgia Avenue, big wreck there. The cleanup is still underway. Pennsylvania Avenue, just southeast of the Capitol Beltway on Route 4. The accident also still causing problems in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's going to be hot. We're back into the upper 80s to low 90s. Humidity creeping back in today and tomorrow as well. 67 and sunny in Middle River. It is 65 in Pasadena. Today in Harford County, Victor Martinez Hernandez, the illegal alien from El Salvador that brutally murdered Rachel Morin, will be sentenced. And unfortunately, in Maryland, there is no death penalty because to keep this vermin alive and fed and sheltered and clothed and whatever for the rest of his natural life, because what is he, 20? Is in his late 20s,
yeah,
I think.
20s. 50 years?
50, you know, that is plus. Just, it's a monumental waste of taxpayer dollars. But I understand from the family standpoint, because the death penalty is also cruel and unusual for the victims. Because, you know, for the next 20 years, if he had gotten the death penalty, the next 20 years would have been appeal after appeal on death row. And then eventually, even after all that, there was no guarantee a sentence would be carried out. So, I understand both arguments. I think that the prosecution in this case is going to go with a life without parole. Here's Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy on the day after she got his he was convicted.
While no verdict or sentence can ever bring Rachel back, I am proud of the work that was done to ensure that justice was served and that Victor Martinez Hernandez will never again be a threat to another woman in his lifetime.
Yeah. Certainly that if he stays in jail, he may not be a threat to a woman outside, but there could be, you know, women on the inside. Yeah. You know, so again, I understand where she's coming from, but let's face it, while he still draws breath, he's still a threat to everyone.
Exactly right.
But I was fascinated. Fox 45 did a piece. I think it was Rebecca Pryor did the piece. Great piece on how they caught him. And they didn't. Did you know this? They did not use conventional DNA techniques.
No, I did not.
Which is usually what they do in crime labs or police. You know, they use something. It's dynamic DNA research from this group called Off-Ram Research Lab out of Texas, and one of the people, Dr. Middleman, Dr. Kristen Middleman is her name, and basically what they do, they research your DNA where you come from.
Oh, I see.
So they were able to say he wasn't from the United States. They found out that his DNA traced back to El Salvador, where they then found there was a fingerprint or something left at the scene. So then they were able, there was a want, he was wanted for a murder in El Salvador. That's how they got his name, and that's how they began their investigation.
I had no idea. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. And she talks about it in their piece with Rebecca Pryor at Fox 45.
This case really showcases the power of DNA as a biometric, right? Because there was no other way to get him. He was an illegal immigrant to the United States. He didn't have an address, a job, a driver's license. You know, how do you find him when no one knows him?
Yeah. And but they did. They tracked him down, if I remember, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as a result. And they never gave up all the law enforcement. But she also makes the point that with this kind of DNA, you can help protect other people from meeting the same fate that Rachel Morin unfortunately had to meet, and protect other people from being victimized.
There would have been many more victims after Rachel. And now they have gone home to be with their families, not knowing that they would have been the next victim of a crime. And there's real power in that, and it should be used every time in every case.
Now, this is Off-Ram research, and they will only do DNA for police departments, for law enforcement, when requested. So, and again, I'm sure it's expensive, but in this particular case, I'd spare no expense to track down these murderers and the way that she was brutally murdered and treated and her body desecrated. This guy should suffer every day of his life, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll see. All right, coming up next, the Texas redistricting battle might have a domino effect. We'll tell you more about that in a moment.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Boy, I tell you, with the heat we have coming in, I'm so glad they're around. For years, they've been the trusted name in the electrical industry. I use them all the time, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes. They're looking for HVAC services. Now, with our hot summer weather it's in full swing still, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, both ventilation and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Believe me, I think it's wonderful to know for sure that my AC is working well this summer. And I just had them in actually this past week to check. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump pledging to make the nation's capital city safer and more beautiful than ever. Mr. Trump planning a news conference in a few hours, labeling it a press conference on crime and beautification. The FBI sent agents into the streets of D.C. over the weekend. Flooding rains swamping the Midwest cut short the Wisconsin State Fair. They had to cancel the final day of the fair. Australia, the latest country to announce plans to recognize a Palestinian state.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia couldn't keep waiting for the end of a peace process that's ground to a halt before recognising a Palestinian state.
So last April, our government started a conversation with the Australian people about changing Australia's approach. We made clear we would recognise Palestine when it would best contribute momentum to peace. September is that time.
Wong adds, it's been more than 77 years since the world promised a Palestinian state, knowing that there cannot be lasting peace for both peoples without a two-state solution. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel has no choice but to step up its military offensive in Gaza.
But maybe some choose to forget October 7th. We will not forget what happened. And we will do whatever it takes to defend our country and defend our people, defend our future. We will win the war, with or without the support of others.
And the Prime Minister says that Hamas must be crushed once and for all. Friday is the day, Alaska the place. President Trump will meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin to talk about an end to the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned mixed now. The Dow futures, 97 points higher. While Nasdaq futures are down 2 points, S&P futures up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
7:03 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway, the outer loop at Liberty Road. Unfortunately, the camera at Liberty Road is out, but the word is two of the left-hand lanes are blocked, and already we're backed up through the interchange at 795, and it's going to rapidly back up towards the ramps at 140 at Reisterstown Road. If you're coming down 795 trying to get onto the Beltway, that's going to be a challenge as well. You can get on, but the pace is very slow, so that will impact us as well on 795. The wreck on 50 eastbound is east of Ritchie Highway. It's before Baydale Drive, kind of crowding the right side of the roadway. There's some slowing there as you're traveling east on 50 from the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a hot day as temperatures rise to the upper 80s and maybe even the low 90s. We start the day with mostly cloudy skies, but later on we'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll drop down to the 70s under mostly clear skies, then get ready for the 90s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air is 63 degrees. Dundalk has 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Archdiocese of Baltimore has collected 410 firearms Saturday during its third gun buyback in southwest Baltimore. Working with city police, the Archdiocese now has removed more than 1,000 guns from the community through the program. Organizers offered up to $300 per gun, no questions asked, using funds raised from parishioners and community donations. Pastor Michael Murphy says the effort aims to promote peace and reduce violence. A Federal Hill ice cream shop is dealing with a second act of vandalism in just over a week. Owners of Moo Moo Cows say suspects smashed temporary glass windows early Friday, replacing ones broken during the previous attack. Security video shows people throwing rocks at the shop before running toward a waiting car. The owners, who display pride flags, say they're unsure if the incidents are hate crimes, but estimate around $10,000 in damage. Baltimore police investigating. No arrests have been made. Maryland families getting a break on back-to-school shopping during the state's tax-free week running through August 16th. Clothing, shoes, school uniforms priced under $100, as well as backpacks under $40, exempt from sales tax. Local resale shops like Once Upon a Child and Kid to Kid say the event boosts business while helping parents stretch their budgets. And a 39-year-old man is facing charges after police say he defaced an Israeli flag and spray-painted a Falls Road business late Wednesday night. Jonathan Wagner, accused of targeting kitchen designs by Eden, which had displayed the flag outside its storefront. It's 7:06 on WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery, 563, Pick 4, 9601. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds dropped the rubber match of their series with the A's 3-2 at home yesterday. Jordan Westberg hit his 14th home run of the season. Kobe Mayo drove in the team's lone other run. Keegan Aiken blew his fourth save and got the loss. Orioles have the day off before they host the Mariners tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Ravens made an offensive addition on Sunday. They signed a running back, Miles Gaskin, after he tried out with the club. They placed cornerback Robert Longerbeam on IR. They also signed corner MJ Jose Devonshire, and plays fellow corner Bilal Cohn on IR as well. The Ravens will take on the Cowboys in another preseason slate this Saturday. Elsewhere, the DC United lost on the road. The Black and Red were shut out 2-0 by the New England Revolution on Saturday. Shane Van Gisbergen celebrating a landslide victory at the Go Bowling at the Glen NASCAR race. The number 88 car coming in with a checkered flag. And elsewhere, the FedEx St. Jude Championship won by Justin Rose, earning his 12th career tour victory at the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind in Memphis. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can connect with us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, President Trump announcing he's got a crackdown on D.C. crime and the homeless. But take a look at Mamdani's commies. They want to abolish the family here in the good old U.S. of A. But our top story is the ongoing battle between Texas Republicans and Democrats over redistricting, and that's going to have a domino effect on other blue and red states as well.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yes, some of the reaction from some of the Democrats in Texas is, I think, a little bit over the top.
This is a steal of five seats mid-decade in violation of our Texas Constitution to try to rig the next election to the benefit of Trump.
Well, of course, it's not against the Constitution of the state of Texas, nor is it against ours. It's been cleared by courts previously, and there's no problem with them moving ahead, at least according to the law. According to politics, of course, this is the worst thing ever.
This is racial gerrymandering. It is so difficult for minorities to even try to listen to Republicans because they consistently coddle people like neo-Nazis.
Yeah, okay, that's Jasmine Crockett saying the stupid stuff she's known for. The redistricting will create five new seats, four of which are minority seats, Hispanic, one of which is not. So if this is racial coddling of neo-Nazis, the Republicans in Texas are just, frankly, not very good at it because they've created four new Hispanic seats. Ron Reynolds is one of the Democrats who has fled the state.
You know, it is a sacrifice, and I would be lying to you if I said, oh, forever. But I can tell you right now, our resolve is stronger than it's ever been. We are digging in, and we're fighting. The American people in Texas want to see Democrats fight. Yeah. They're sick of seeing the bully, authoritarian president run over Democrats. And we said, no, not. You ain't dealt with Texas yet.
Yeah, but of course, Greg Abbott has. And the Democrats in Texas have pulled this stunt before without any success whatsoever. Reynolds, although now he realizes he has to actually come back to the state personally to collect his paycheck, that's a change, and that's going to cause at least some Democrats, I suspect, to return to the state, at which point they'll be arrested and taken to the state house, put into the chambers, ready to vote once they get a quorum. Reynolds says, no matter what, we're a catalyst for change.
We're going to hold out as long as it takes. And we've already seen that we've been a catalyst for change. We saw California Governor Newsom yesterday said that they're going to put a ballot referendum on the ballot for November to redistrict in California. So we're trying to hold out as long as we can to get other blue states like New York and Maryland and other places that they do the same thing. We got to change the rules of engagement and not allow President Trump to continue to bring have us bringing knives to gunfights.
Yeah, okay. Well, the problem is, Ron, with all due respect, Maryland has now seven Democrats and one Republican. I'll be interested to see how you can gerrymander the state to get eight Democrats, to be really straightforward. New York has already gerrymandered that state about as much as they can possibly gerrymander it. Same with California. In California, Republicans got 40% of the vote last election cycle. I think they have 17% of the seats in the legislature there.
Yeah, it's 52-9.
Yeah, so
Democrat advantage.
Yeah, so it's less than 17%. That being the case, it's
around 9% or 10%. This. We can find tourists. We can find terrorists in the mountains of Afghanistan. Why can't we track down these Democrats in these states? I thought the FBI was hot on their heels.
I think they know exactly where they are. They're just trying to smoke them out. And to be really straightforward about it, more from J.B. Pritzker of Illinois coming up, by the way. He says, we do it legally when we gerrymander.
Oh, yeah.
Right now it's...
That's like Kathy Hochul. We follow the rules, except when we're not following them.
And then we rewrite them. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. A man who ignores all the rules, except those about getting a mulligan. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The eastbound side of 50, very quickly back to normal now. The wreck that was just before Whitehall Road and after Ritchie Highway is completely off the roadway. No backup there now, so that's good news if you're heading over towards the Bay Bridge. A lot of commercial traffic in the right lane at Sandy Point. There's a way station right there, so they're kind of queuing up in that right lane. But the straight-ahead traffic getting onto the bridge, no problems. Traffic westbound is clear. Wreck on the Beltway was in the two left-hand lanes. It's in a bad spot where we can't see it, but we see the impact. The outer loop is back towards the ramps at 795. Then it starts to get better after the interchange at Liberty Road. So we're moving some traffic there. So far, it's only been the normal delays with the heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot weather is back. Dog days are going to be here again. Upper 80s, low 90s with humidity today and tomorrow. So that fall-like weather, which was just delightful over the weekend, you have to wait till maybe late September for it to come back. We'll see. Right now, of course, it is sunny and 65 in Pikesville. It is 68 in Pasadena. It's time now for our MAGA Movement Update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right. It is unbelievable that the president, he is the peace president, Donald John Trump, brokered his seventh peace deal in about 203 days.
Yeah.
Seven. This one ending the 35-year conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
35 years of death and hatred, and now it's going to be love and respect and success together.
Another historic peace deal. Again, that eclipses the 30-year war between Rwanda and Congo. And now he's pushing hard, saying that other Mideast nations ought to join the Abraham Accords, which he was able to establish in his first term. Trump also announced plans to meet with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. Zelensky initially pushed back, saying not going to do it, but now he's going to come to the table if invited, and at least hopefully maybe they can get a ceasefire, and then they can hammer out the details. But again, this is going to be a tough one, much tougher. Again, the two toughest, really, Russia and the Ukraine and Israel and Hamas. But Israel's going to take care of Hamas shortly. President Trump deployed 120 FBI agents to Washington, D.C. streets over the weekend to combat violent crime and carjackings. 100 juvenile thugs occupying the Washington Navy Yard, and gunshots were fired. And immediately, federal agents swooped to the scene, the DEA, HSI, and others. President Trump will hold a press conference at 10 o'clock this morning announcing his crackdown on crime in D.C., which is going to include maybe National Guard troops and the homeless. He says, out you go. You need to move out of D.C. We'll find you a place to stay, but you're going to have to get off of sleeping on the streets. And if you're a criminal, says we're going to put you in jail where you belong. President Trump fired IRS Commissioner Billy Long after he defied orders to cough up additional taxpayer information on suspected illegal aliens. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, will take over on a temporary basis. And J.D. Vance says the Zelensky meeting with Putin before the summit with Trump in Alaska would not be productive. So that's the order is Trump, Putin meet, Trump, Zelensky meet. And then if there's some common ground that Trump can zero in on, then the three of them will get together. That's the way it's going to go down. The judge, Jeb Boasberg, tried to hold Trump in contempt over the sending the illegal aliens to El Salvador under the Alien Enemies Act. The appellate court slapped him down, rebuked that judge pretty handily on Friday. Counterterrorism and special ops forces deployed to protect Ghislaine Maxwell's life in a Texas prison. Apparently there have been threats on her life, and they've had to deploy those to protect her. What does she know? What has she said? Interesting. So we'll see what happens there. J.D. Vance also talking with Maria Bartiromo yesterday about what he thinks are the coming indictments for Obamagate / Russiagate. And let's not forget that includes presidents, former presidents, former vice presidents, secretaries of state, director of national intelligence, again, CIA. A lot of people in the crosshairs.
Do you want to see indictments?
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Cash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies, lying about what the intel said. They would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. Here's the thing that should really bother the American people. What do you want our intelligence community to be doing? I want them to be catching bad guys. I want them to be making sure that terrorists aren't going to kill innocent American civilians. I don't want them laundering Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points into the American media and giving them this air of legitimacy. It is sick and it's disgusting. It hurt the intelligence community, it hurt the American people, and it hurt the first Trump administration. We've got to have consequences for it.
Yeah. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens as a special prosecutor has been named by A.G. Bondi and maybe a grand jury being impaneled in Florida. Trump administration seeking $1 billion from UCLA in a settlement over accusations of anti-Semitism and other civil rights violations. And finally, the mind-blowing data is out for the Trump economy. Americans gained 10 times more income under Trump than Biden. The poor receiving $4,000 more under Trump, and there's so much more from the economic advisor Stephen Moore, but that's the way it is. 204 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come, J.B. Pritzker aiding and abetting the cowardly runaway Texas Democrats at 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorianMakesSense.com.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, Monday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
North the tunnels, southbound are open. 95 is backed up to just around the O'Donnell Street ramp, maybe back to about Eastern Avenue now. So maybe 10 to 15 minutes there, about the same on 895 southbound, backed up to just beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So nothing out of the ordinary. The wreck on the Beltway cleared to the shoulder, the outer loop at Liberty Road. So we're moving a little better. It's not going to recover anytime soon. It's slow beginning at 795. The rest of the Beltway is filling in just a bit. So far, the JFX has been clear. No big problems there. A couple of new wrecks in the city on the east side, Madison Street and Washington Street, and also on the north side, now St. Paul Street at 25th. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit MitchellsGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot weather is back. Upper 80s, low 90s, and humidity today. Tomorrow, right now, sunny, 71 in Ocean City. It is 72 in Stevensville.
J.B. Pritzker is the governor of Illinois. Having grown up there, I got to tell you, you're not going to see very many states that are more gerrymandered than Illinois. You just take a look at some of the congressional seats. There's one that's kind of like a C with a little ampersand on the bottom. There's no particular reason it's like that except to create a safe seat for somebody.
What Texas is trying to do is, again, violate the Voting Rights Act. We didn't. We held public hearings, legislative hearings. People attended them. They spoke out. There was a map that was put out. There were actually changes made to the map, and a map was passed. And it was done at the end of the census, the decennial census.
Yeah, but you know what? So what? To be really straightforward, so what? Is what Texas doing against the law or not? No, it is not. Unless you can find a Supreme Court decision that says, no, Texas can't do that, at which point I'm quite sure the Texas Republicans would say, apparently we can't do that, and they'd walk away. There is no such decision. No such decision is forthcoming. But J.B. Pritzker says this is all being done for a reason that I guess none of us have thought of before.
He's attempting to change the game because, again, he passed this big, ugly bill. It's hyper unpopular in Texas, among people in Texas, and across the country. And he knows he's going to lose the Congress in 2026. That's why he's going to his allies and hoping that they can save him. And we've all got to stand up against this.
Hyper unpopular. Brand new Harvard Caps Harris poll released today finds that 44% of respondents say they are supportive of the Republicans' major policy bill. 44% say they don't support it. 12% say they're not sure. So if you're talking about really unpopular, is that the 44% who say they like it or the 44% who say they don't like it? I'm a little confused, Mr. Pritzker.
It's cheating. Donald Trump is a cheater. He cheats on his wives. He cheats at golf. And now he's trying to cheat the American people out of their votes.
Oh, come on now. Seriously? Grow up. I mean, come on, get out of grade school and begin to debate the issues rather than simply, you know, lean on some character assassination, which seems to be something that you have down to a pat. Mary Catherine Hamm, who's been a voice in politics, reasonable, sensible voice, very good writer, very good on TV now, says that this, to a degree, for her, she takes to this, this is a pointless exercise.
I don't think anything's going to come of holding out on this. Generally, when legislators run away from their state, and it's generally Democrats from Wisconsin, from Indiana, from Texas, four times, I believe, during the 2000s, once in Oregon by Republicans, the actual thing the legislature is trying to do doesn't change.
That's right. It doesn't change. It all comes back to, guess what? You can't do that. And Mary Catherine says the Democrats have a whole bunch of steps they're missing if they really want to oppose what's going on in Texas.
Right. You win the fight by staying in your state, proving that you can represent people, winning the legislature, and then winning fights. So they're missing a bunch of steps in the middle here, and it's not going to get corrected by staying in another state.
Period. It is not going to get corrected by staying in another state. That's the point of view Kim Strassel of the Wall Street Journal endorses fully.
I don't think so. And that's why I find it, from a complete structural outcome perspective, I find this a bit head-scratching that they've decided to launch this war.
See, here's the deal, Sean. They've already gotten blood from a stone. The Democrats have squeezed out as many legislative districts through gerrymandering as is humanly possible. But now they're saying, oh, we're going to do some more. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I don't see that there are very many seats they can get. While in the off chance, by the way, the Republicans are urged to go to other states, they could end up with a plus 15 to 20 additional seats. The downside for Democrats to engage in this battle is pretty substantial.
Yeah, when you combine some of what Republicans can do in red states with redistricting, along with the potential ruling by a Supreme Court from down in Louisiana on race-based districting or redistricting, the Democrats stand to lose anywhere between 25
yes.
to 50 seats in the House. So that is significant. That could have an impact for years to come. And a little bit later on, I'll play what Vice President J.D. Vance told Maria Bartiromo about what the Democrats' scheme has been for decades. And now they realize the jig is up.
Yeah, particularly if, indeed, we are able to establish that we should be counting legal voters in the census and not simply people who are stopping in for a visit, legally or illegally. 7:30 right now.
All right, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police officer and a civilian driver injured Friday night in a crash at East Monument and North Wolf. The collision happened around 10:35, disabling both vehicles, knocking the front plate off the police cruiser. Both drivers taken to the hospital. Minor injuries. Investigators have not yet determined the cause of the crash. Police are investigating a mass shooting in Baltimore's Central Park Heights neighborhood. Left a 38-year-old man dead, five others injured Saturday night, including a little kid. Officers say the shooting happened near Queensbury and Spalding, close to Pimlico. Four men, a 23-year-old woman, and a 5-year-old girl among the victims. The child's injury is not serious. Investigators say multiple vehicles and homes were struck by gunfire. No arrests have been made. Detectives still working to determine a motive. Six people, including four children, killed in a house fire in Charles County on Sunday. Fire crews responded to the home on Declaration Court North at around 8:40 in the morning, upgraded the blaze to two alarms after learning people were trapped inside. Officials say three other residents lived there, one escaped, two were not home at the time. Investigators have not found evidence of criminal activity and are still working to determine the cause of the fire. Dozens gathered in Fells Point Saturday to protest recent changes to the Social Security system ahead of its 90th birthday. The rally, organized by Democrats, comes after the Trump administration announced plans to slowly phase out paper checks for most beneficiaries. Critics say the move makes benefits harder to access and could be part of a broader push to privatize the program. And the Archdiocese of Baltimore collected 410 firearms Saturday during its third gun buyback at Southwest Baltimore. Working with city police, the Archdiocese has now removed more than 1,000 guns from the community through that program. Organizers offered up to $300 per gun, no questions asked, using funds raised from parishioners and community donations. Coming up on 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
The summer isn't just hot. It's historic. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and it's not slowing down. Towns underwater, roads washed out, and in every crisis zone, the same scene. Crowds standing in line, waiting. Waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for someone to show up and save them. They tell you that help is on the way, but what if it's not? What if help takes days, or doesn't come at all? You think the system's built to protect you? They can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be the one caught empty-handed. And right now, My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. Claim your free 4-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pick 3 lottery number 563. Pick 4 9601. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway still hurting a little bit. There was a big wreck early this morning. Had the roadway blocked for about 25 minutes on the outer loop of Georgia Avenue. So we're still backed up, but we're moving traffic again through that area. Not too bad even on 95 at Cherry Hill Road and for the traffic moving through that area. So that's good news. Slow recovery still underway. Typical ride, heavy traffic here at the BW Parkway, Powder Mill Road, coming up towards the area at 197 and 198. And I don't see any major problems so far. Just changing the camera here, 295 at 175. Busy as it normally is southbound through the area, but the lanes at least are moving. Beltway still hurting a little bit. The accident was on the right shoulder on the outer loop at Liberty Road. On the west side, we're about 10 to 15 minute delays right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a hot day as temperatures rise to the upper 80s and maybe even the low 90s. We start the day with mostly cloudy skies, but later on we'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll drop down to the 70s under mostly clear skies, then get ready for the 90s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary, how's the morning off? I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Orioles lose the rubber match of their series with the Oakland Athletics, falling 3-2. Once again, the bullpen blew up. Keegan Aiken blew his fourth save, gets the loss. Driving in runs yesterday, Jordan Westberg at his 14th home run of the season, and Kobe Mayo driving in the other run. The Orioles open up a homestand with the Mariners after today is an off day. Ravens made some additions over the weekend. They signed running back Miles Gaskin after a tryout with the club and placed cornerback Robert Longerbeam on injured reserve. They also signed corner MJ Devonshire and placed fellow corner Bilal Cohn on IR. They'll continue their preseason slate Saturday against the Cowboys of Dallas. Elsewhere, Shane Van Gisbergen is celebrating a landslide victory at the Go Bowling at the Glen Race. The driver of the number 88 car led Christopher Bell by more than 11 seconds to take home the checkered flag at Watkins Glen International. And Justin Rose earned his 12th career tour victory, winning the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind in Memphis. He took down J.J. Spahn in a three-hole playoff. Scotty Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood finished tied for third at 15 under. And finally, newly released police video shows former Ravens star Terrell Suggs being arrested after flashing a gun and threatening another driver during an altercation at a Starbucks store in Arizona. The video was from March of 24, obtained by TMZ Sports, obtained a verbal altercation occurred at a Starbucks drive-thru in Scottsdale. Suggs and the other person got in an argument, according to police. During that argument, both sides allegedly disputed whether Suggs' Range Rover had collided with the victim's car while he was trying to place an order. Both parties got into their vehicles, placed their respective orders, and proceeded to the Starbucks pickup window. The report says that as Suggs was leaving the drive-thru, he re-escalated the interaction, and the driver of the black Range Rover stated to the victim repeatedly, "You want to go?" The victim replied, "F you, and go away." Then the driver says a gun was brandished by Suggs. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour at 8 o'clock. You know, it's amazing to watch how the Democrat Marxist weaponized our just about every federal agency, the IRS, against the Tea Party folks. And we watch as they used lawfare to come after President Trump. And of course, they make the rules up as they go along. Beto O'Rourke somehow has now climbed out from underneath his rock once more to engage in a fight in Texas.
They're not going to let him stop us. Are you with me on that? Andale! It also means, as Mark was saying earlier, we don't await the punch thrown by these would-be fascists to land. We punch first, and we punch harder. We want California and New Jersey and Illinois and Maryland and every other state where the Democrats hold the governor's mansion, the assembly, and the state senate to redraw their congressional districts now, not wait for Texas to move first, to maximize Democratic Party advantage. Listen, you may say to yourself, well, those aren't the rules. There are no refs in this game. The rules. We are going to win whatever it takes. We're going to take this to them in every way that we can.
Yep, there you have it. They're going to make the rules. They're enjoying in the fight. But Vice President Vance was on Mayor Bartiromo yesterday, and he makes the point what Democrats have been doing for decades now is a scheme to let as many as illegal aliens into the country as humanly possible so that they could get more seats in Congress.
But one of the things that you see in a lot of red states is blue states have really aggressively gerrymandered such that they've actually made it harder for the majority of the state of Indiana to have their voice heard in their federal elections. Because if California has crazy gerrymanders, Illinois has crazy gerrymanders, New York has crazy gerrymanders, what it does is it actually suppresses the will of the people in states like Indiana. And the other thing that we talked about, and I didn't realize this, Maria, until a couple of years ago, that you know for apportioning representatives, you actually count illegal aliens. So even though illegal aliens theoretically are not supposed to vote, we know sometimes they do, you still count illegal aliens for congressional apportionment. So California has way more House seats than it should because they have such a high population of illegal aliens. So they get rewarded for welcoming illegal aliens into their state, giving them federal benefits, actually asking the taxpayers of states like Ohio to subsidize them. And then those same taxpayers in Ohio and Indiana and elsewhere, they have fewer congressional representatives because of what California has allowed to happen. That's ridiculously unfair, and the only real way to fight back against it is for us to redistrict in some ways as aggressively as these hard blue states have done.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. And that's been the scheme, and now that they realize that it may be ending, that's where they're starting to do whatever they can. They're desperate in this particular case. They're so desperate now that the communists are coming out of the woodwork, whether it's Mom Donnie or AOC, or this guy here in Maryland, Gabriel Acevedo, who's a member of the Democrat Socialists of America. They recently held a conference called the Left and the Family Roundtable, July 4th, at the Socialism Conference in Chicago. We've obtained the video. It was uploaded to YouTube, and the DSA wrote in the caption that the nuclear family is inherently a repressive, racist, and heterosexist institution that functionally reinforces and reproduces capitalism. Some of the audio, tough to hear, but I think you should be able to get the picture.
And on that revolutionary horizon, want to perform abortions at a church, you know, before it's all said and done.
That the only real difference between marriage and prostitution is the price and the duration of the contract.
We can fight for family abolition. We can imagine family abolition.
because we have seen black women do it, because we have seen these, like, indigenous communities do it.
But, you know, it is, to me, it is the institution of marriage can only exist alongside the criminalization of sex workers.
Children whose parents are unable to provide either housing, food, or safety are treated as if they have committed a crime. So kids themselves are treated as if they have committed a crime if they're not born into a family that can support them.
In addition to abolition of family policing, you argue for abolition of the family in general, and say that the institution of the family acts as part of the carceral system in the way that it reinforces children as property.
I think the left is constantly surprised at how few people are ready for revolt, despite, you know, the extremely dire conditions that we are in that keep becoming more and more dire every day.
Women and children are the most harmed by capitalism, but also women and children are the architects of their fate.
So when we talk about family abolition, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the abolition of that economic unit. For me, that liberatory horizon is to say it is a horizon in which kinship and care are, in which all of our material needs are taken care of by the collective.
The criminalization of sex work is like the dark underbelly of the sanctified, reified, and legally like enforced institution of exchanging your bodily autonomy and your sexuality for economic security. I don't think one can exist without the other.
They want to abolish the family. They want to perform abortions in churches. They want to basically deconstruct the nuclear family because it pushes or embraces capitalism. They compared sex work and marriage as if they're one and the same. This is what the socialists, they're blatantly holding these things, telling us what they want to do.
When they say people treat their children and are basically as property, and does that mean they're taking responsibility for their kids' behavior? Does that mean, because to me, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
That if you have parents who care enough to say, I'm responsible for this child, that, by and large, I think it's a cultural good thing.
By the way, we do need a contestant, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 for Choose Your Fake News.
Right now, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes at 743. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Brought to you as a service, Sabourney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the Beltway West Side. Still hurting. We had the wreck earlier, about 45 minutes ago. Outer loop at Liberty Road was still on the shoulder, so it's still crawling right there as you're moving south from 795 and eventually down to the ramp area, Security Boulevard and I-70. The pace is better. Some areas getting some fog now. We've seen some fog developing around I-97 at Route 32. The normal backup has arrived there. Definitely recovered from the earlier wreck on 50 east of Ritchie Highway. So no problems right now at the Severn River Bridge, the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open. Good visibility right through there. JFX should have been clear this morning between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. We've been running back and forth between 15 maybe 20-minute delays southbound with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The heat and humidity is back after a brief respite over the weekend. Upper 80s, low 90s today and tomorrow. Humidity, so those dog days are coming back. There was a nice little taste of fall there for just a little bit. Sunny and 70 right now in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you win. Up for grabs today, we've got the WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. Tim is in Crownsville. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning, guys. I'm here with my daughter, Anna. So it's Tim and Anna.
Okay, right. Tim and Anna are playing the game this morning. All right, and would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll go last.
All right, good luck to Tim and Anna. Here are your three stories. Story one, a 45-year-old Texas man was arrested after he went up to young girls in a diaper and said, goo-goo-gaga, and asked for a change. Apparently, the Tyler Police Department has been after Mr. Wesley Stephen Worrell for a while, and they got him finally. Story two, a meteorite that recently crashed to the roof of a U.S. home has been found to have signs of life. NASA confirmed the object blazed across the Georgia sky in broad daylight. Then it struck a house. Researchers there said they discovered a bacteria that apparently can survive without air or water for long periods of time. And story three, a Frederick man upset at his local city officials at a city council meeting, mooned them. The man was irritated with difficulty surrounding record requests, so he decided to show local leaders how he felt about him. He said, I'd like to show off my patriotism by showing you my American backside. So here it is. He proceeded to moon the entire panel.
Right after that, he was charged with being a crack dealer.
Little cheeky, I think.
Cheeky.
But now he's the butt of many jokes.
I'm going to sit quietly in the corner for now.
That's right. Go to the rear of the class.
Please.
Is it story one? Man dressed in a diaper asked young girls to change him. Story two, meteorite that crashed into a Georgia home shows signs of life. Or story three, man moons Frederick City Council. All right, we'll start with Michelle today.
This is a really difficult one, but I'm going to go with the number two.
All right, Michelle goes for number two. Chuck?
Is that the meteorite?
Yes.
I'll go with that.
Chuck goes for the meteorite. Bruce?
It's meteorite, not vegetite, just so you know.
Vegemite.
Vegemite, yeah.
We'll go with that.
All right, so, yeah, I'm going to go with two as well.
All right, Bruce and Tim and Anna?
Well, Anna thinks it's one, so we're going to go with one.
All right. So
Chris
Tim and
not there to follow.
Tim and Anna.
Not there to follow, so.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said Kristen's not there to follow, so.
Oh, okay. Was that a shot at you, Michelle?
I know.
I think
no,
so.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I do, too.
All right, Tim and Anna go for number one. Number one is true. Sorry about that, Tim and Anna.
Similar story out of Florida where the guy just goes up and asks for change.
Thanks.
You know something about that.
Thanks for listening and playing the game. Story two, the meteorite. The meteorite did crash into the home, but no signs of life.
Yeah.
But they think it's from older than Earth itself.
Wow. That's what they said. I saw that.
Could have crashed into the kitchen. Some of the bacteria that Chuck is around there would be older than probably.
If it had crashed into Chuck's kitchen, it would have bounced off his head right back into space.
Listen, Cookie Boys. Enough of your crap the last half an hour,
son. I got cookies. We don't have Chuck doesn't get any.
Oh. Now, Chuck, listen.
Well, we can send you some.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll put a couple into a number 10 business envelope.
Or,
I'll
you know what? Here's
smash
what
them flat and send them off to you.
You hop in your souped-up golf cart, you drive down to Publix, and you purchase a package for yourself.
I can walk to Publix. It's only 2 blocks from my house.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can walk that far?
I'm not going to walk there, but I just thought I'd throw that
in. You walk that far? That's I'm impressed.
That's a son of a bitch.
He does.
Laugh. Unless them cackle like a woman.
He does. He does walk. He walks the golf course.
Yeah. I walk the golf course Saturday, as a matter of fact, I'll have you know.
Okay.
Really?
No cart?
No cart.
Yeah,
okay.
See?
Really?
So he gets his exercise that way.
No clubs?
No clubs. I just walk. Drink a beer. 18 beers, you're done.
That's right. He walks from hole to hole.
Keep looking for the cart with the beer on it. Ladies, go over here.
What's this hole here for?
Put some sod in this hole here. It's right in the middle of the green. It's horrible.
Tell Bruce to be quiet. We can go ahead now.
Okay, then.
We'll see you in a couple. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman put your recovery priority number one. It's first and foremost in their firm. And they take care of everything. And I mean everything from having to deal with your injuries in case you need a doctor. They'll find you a doctor. Advancing medical costs in some cases. If your car or vehicle has been totaled, there's something called diminution of value. They'll handle that. Most firms won't touch that because there's no money in it. But this is a holistic approach that Michael and his firm have been doing for close to 40 years now. They've helped members of my family directly, WCBM family, and of course, our listeners as well. So keep the name at the tip of your tongue. Hopefully you never need it, but the law offices of Michael A. Friedman 410-363-6848 or toll free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying, wow.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live by the way of your own radio show exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Good morning at 7:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Cookie Johnson.
Baltimore County Fire says they are heading to an accident just dispatched. Windsor Mill Road and Rolling Road over on the west side. Maybe in a parking lot, but nevertheless, they're headed your way. So be on the lookout now for the flashing lights arriving there. Capitol Beltway still hurting a little bit from that earlier accident. We still see delays for the Capitol Beltway towards Montgomery County, and it looks like now there's a new wreck on the inner loop between 193 around Greenbelt Road down to the BW Parkway with delays moving on the Capitol Beltway from College Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, the hot weather and humidity is now back, upper 80s, low 90s today and tomorrow. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 70 in Millersville, 71 under sunny skies in Dundalk. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll take a look at another mass shooting, this one in Park Heights, in the shadows of Pimlico Racetrack. And we'll take a look at, is it really wise to spend $400 million to redo that track when the neighborhood has gone to hell?
Well, of course, there are neighborhoods down in D.C. that have gone to hell rather substantially, but not if you listen to MSNBC. A couple of hosts there, both of whom say they live in D.C., they think things there are great.
Right now, there are federal agents and officers on the grounds in D.C. since 12 a.m. on Friday night,
mm-hmm.
protecting us from...
From what? I mean, both live in Washington, and
crime is down. Just like we talked about,
26%.
The crime is down everywhere,
and every category in Washington D.C. So I'm curious to see what on earth he's going to announce at this press conference.
Press conference is later on today, and yeah, we'll see exactly what he announces, because their sense of reality is certainly not the president's sense of reality. Frankly, it's not the sense of reality that most folks actually seem to have. For example, over on MSNBC, fellow liberal Joe Scarborough says, yeah, D.C. is violent. It has been for quite some time.
You look at Washington, D.C., and it's been dangerous for years. There have been a couple of years here, a couple of years there, where it's been a bit better. But certainly over the past 5 years, it has just been an absolute mess. Its quality of life has been terrible.
Yeah, quality of life is terrible. A lot of quality of life issues and crimes are taking place down there. Scarbo says he hears about D.C. violence from everybody. And one of the people, you know, on the media, you have people contacting you from everybody. You know, you go to the cleaners and they feel that it's time to talk to you about something that's on their mind. Scarbo says he hears about D.C. violence from absolutely everybody he talks with.
We've heard it from people that have gone there to visit, are horrified that the nation's capital is as dangerous as it is. We've heard it from students. We've heard it from business people. We've heard it from people that work on the Hill. I have 25, 30 years of friends asking, really, this is how the nation's capital runs?
Yeah, really? This is how it runs? Well, he says the local authorities seem to have no interest in actually solving the problem.
Its leaders seem unwilling to do what is required to keep city streets safe. They don't have to federalize it, but just help the city help themselves. If city council members continue to do things that undermine the security of the streets and of the communities and the places, not only where tourists go, where people have to go to work day in and day out, then, yeah, we need the federal government be far more involved in the nation's capital. This is not Nebraska. This is the nation's capital.
Yeah, it's not Nebraska, by the way. These crimes would never be taking place in Nebraska, Joe, just as a note, since you don't seem to be very familiar with flyover country. So, yeah, we'll see what the president has to say today in his press conference. I personally am fascinated to hear what he has to say. And since we're on the president and the vice president, J.D. Vance, all the news this past week, a major interview with Bartiromo yesterday. There are people in Appalachia who look at the success of his book, which initially brought him to prominence, saying it's time for another great book out of Appalachia.
I think we need some more books series that are titled like they're set in Appalachia, and I came up with a few that I just wanted to throw out to y'all and see if you liked them. The Chronicles of West Virginia, A Game of Lazy Boys, because there ain't no way we got a throne up here.
So there you go.
It's rather... That'll go a long way.
Yes.
Yeah, his half-brother is Corey Bowman. He's the one that had the video of the Cincinnati Brawl.
Yeah.
And he's running for office out there in Cincinnati. So, again, two big events there.
Yeah. A Chronicle of not Narnia, but West Virginia. Well, that's close. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or for me, the ability to just hear my granddaughter on you know, GPS chat or whatever. It's something that you would miss, and I guess it costs you physically, emotionally, and socially when you begin to lose your ability to hear. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar to you. Please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan and to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. By the way, in Appalachia, you can't very well have a game of Lazy Boys without there being a dragon. They don't have dragons there, but they do have meth dealers. I guess that'll work.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Midwest and the Plains have been raked by powerful storms, bringing severe and deadly flooding. Wisconsin among the hardest hit states.
Heavy rainfall in half a dozen Midwest states over the weekend led to water rescues, power outages, road closures, and the cancellation of the Wisconsin State Fair's last day Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley in Milwaukee says over 11 inches of rain fell in some areas.
So just a tremendous amount of rainfall in a very short period of time. And then to add insult to injury over a very urban and populated area.
He says closing the fair was the safe option.
Water up the cars, water getting under grandstands, just all into areas where it shouldn't be.
I'm Julie Walker.
Already tapping federal resources to fight crime in the nation's capital, President Trump set to expand on his D.C. crime-fighting agenda. at a news conference in a couple of hours. Mr. Trump says he wants to make Washington beautiful and safe, stressing the need to jail criminals and get the homeless off the streets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisting that Israel has no starvation policy for Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war. But our policy has been the exact opposite. We let in, as I said, almost 2 million tons of aid and sent millions of text messages, millions of phone calls to Gazans to get out of harm's way.
Netanyahu defends Israel's stepped-up military offensive in Gaza, saying Hamas must be crushed once and for all. He says Israel has not forgotten the horrific 2023 terror attack orchestrated by Hamas, and never will forget. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 120 points, and NASDAQ futures ahead 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with the Cookie Monster, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, looking at you live here at City County Line. No problems. A little fog up in the valley right up around Ruxton Road. But other than that, looks like we're running okay all the way into the ranch downtown. There is slowing on the Beltway, but it's not out of control right now. Parkville side through Green Spring down the west side. We had early problems on the Beltway way back early this morning. Backed us up and we're still there. We're still about 10, 15-minute delays fluctuating back and forth at both the tunnels, but all the lanes are still moving. The new wreck was on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County, coming out of College Park. The wreck on the inner loop down before the ramps at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a hot day as temperatures rise to the upper 80s and maybe even the low 90s. We start the day with mostly cloudy skies, but later on we'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll drop down to the 70s under mostly clear skies, then get ready for the 90s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's pleasant outside right now. Aberdeen has 64 degrees and Hunt Valley right now has 68, but it's going to be warm later on today. Good morning, it's 8:04, Empress Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dozens gathered in Fells Point Saturday to protest recent changes to the Social Security system ahead of its 90th anniversary. The rally, organized by Democrats, comes after the Trump administration announced plans to slowly phase out paper checks for most beneficiaries. Critics say the move makes benefits harder to access and could be part of a broader push to privatize the program. The Archdiocese of Baltimore collected 410 firearms Saturday during its third gun buyback in southwest Baltimore. Working with city police, the Archdiocese has now removed more than 1,000 guns for the community through the program. A Federal Hill ice cream shop once again dealing with vandalism, the second time in just over a week. Owners of Moo Moo Cows say suspects smashed temporary glass windows early Friday, replacing ones broken during the previous attacks. A security video shows people throwing rocks at the shop before running toward a waiting car. The owners, who display pride flags, say they are unsure if the incidents are hate crimes, but they do estimate regardless it's cost them around $10,000 in damages. Baltimore police investigating. No arrests have been made. And Maryland families are getting a break on back-to-school shopping during the state's tax-free week running through August 16th. They're in very limited fashion, so listen up. Clothing, shoes, and school uniforms priced under $100. as well as backpacks under $40 are exempt from sales tax. The other stuff, sorry, there you go. Local retail shops and Once Upon a Child, Kid to Kid say the event boosts business while helping parents stretch their budgets. 606 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery, 563, pick 4, 9601. And next, you Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off, and this is Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles tried to cool off the A's yesterday, but to no avail. The bullpen blew up again. It's a common theme this season. Losing 3-2, Jordan Westberg hit his 14th home run of the season. Coby Mayo drove in the other run, and the Orioles have the day off for continuing their homestand against the Mariners. The Ravens adding some roster reinforcements over the weekend. They signed running back Miles Gaskin after a trial with the club. Placed corner Robert Longerbeam on IR. The Ravens also signed cornerback MJ Devonshire. Placed fellow corner Bilal Cohn on IR as well. The Ravens will play the Cowboys this Saturday. And elsewhere, Justin Rose earned his 12th career tour victory after winning the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind in Memphis. He took down J.J. Spawn in a three-hole playoff after finishing atop the leaderboard at 16-under. Scotty Scheffler, Tommy Fleetwood finished tied for third at 15-under. And Shane Van Gisbergen celebrating a landslide victory, the gold bowling at the Glen Race. The number 88 car, led by Christopher Bell, is more than 11 seconds to take on the checkered flag at Watkins Glen International. NASCAR Cup Series rolls into Richmond on Saturday for the Cookout 400. That's a look at sports for Gary Stein. I'm Sean Casey.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at The Morning Drive, WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drasella. Sitting in for the vacationing Kristen Hagrick. Top stories coming up in this hour, including New Jersey parents in one township may actually face jail time for their children's unruly behavior.
Well,
where have we heard that before?
Progress being made.
Jazzy Crockett, the boss from hell. She tries to laugh those allegations from her staffers. She makes it like the Republicans are making it up. Yeah. It was her staff.
Yes.
But once again, on a weekend that saw, well, last week or so, Baltimore in the news, not in a positive light. Third most stressed city, fourth most dangerous city. And then we have the man that assaulted two pro-life protesters and injuring them badly. Finally getting justice? Don't think so. 1 year, home detention, 3 years probation community service. No jail time for a brutal, almost deadly assault. And we'll get into Judge Bryant here maybe a little bit later on in the hour. But once again, at Park Heights, a mass shooting Six people were shot in North Baltimore Saturday night. Here's Commissioner Worley.
They located six victims, four males, two females. One of the female victims was a five-year-old child who was shot in the hand. Thankfully, it doesn't appear that her injury is very serious.
Yeah, 38-year-old man was also taken to the shock trauma in critical condition.
One of the males was shot in critical. Homicide unit has been notified. He is currently in surgery at an area hospital.
Yeah, he died the next morning. So that's six shot, one dead. Five others wounded, including the five-year-old girl, as well as a 23-year-old woman, 32-year-old man, 33-year-old man, and 52-year-old man. Apparently they were outside eating on a lovely night. Standing up next to her car when gunfire rang out, and Worley says they have no suspects as of yet.
We have not been able to question. They're all in area hospitals. Detectives are going to be at the hospital questioning any of our possible victims and any possible witnesses that we may have had that still were on the scene.
Yeah, Homicide says if you have any information on this investigation, 410-396-2100 is the number. Or you may do it anonymously using Metro Crime Stoppers tip line 1-866-7-LOCKUP. And you can go to their website as well because they're going to need some help on this one. And this is just more indiscriminate urban violence in Baltimore City. Now, this was a block south of Pimlico. So they just they're in the process of demolishing Pimlico. They're going to pour $400 million into that neighborhood. How much? Is there 1 cent going to go to keeping the neighborhood safe? Or increased patrol presence or police presence in Pimlico? This is just a block south of the racetrack.
Or at least perhaps issuing flak jackets to everybody who comes to see Pimlico at any time during the racing cycle. Everybody who shows up for Pimlico will be issued bulletproof vests. I mean, there has to be some kind of remedial thing, being ironic or sarcastic or whatever. But this is, to me, it's always struck me as a bit idiotic to be doing what we're doing on Old Hilltop. I think it's a location whose time has passed. It does happen in life, and it's time to move it to someplace else.
Yeah, you're outside. It's a beautiful night.
Yep.
You're eating some crabs. You're
hanging out.
Hanging out, chatting up in your neighborhood, which you thought was safe. Well, maybe that was not an assumption that should have been made. But anyway.
A block north of there, my agent used to live when I was out and doing TV stuff. My agent lived about a block north of there. Very nice house. Very nice people. Nice, great neighborhood.
Not anymore.
The other side of just amazing.
Not anymore.
8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Cookies Johnson.
I hear they're discussing a tunnel from the ramp from the JFX up the hill underneath Northern Parkway that will come up into the infield of Pimlico.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the only way you're going to keep it safe. Yeah.
Underground parking garage. You get out of there, you go into the track, you get back in, you hit the tunnel, you go back over to JFX.
And you're issued your very own drone to keep you safe while you're there.
Sure.
I'm sure.
A good idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Perfect idea.
Wonderful. 95, Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open. We're still about a 15-minute delay southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel, back and forth between 10, 15 minutes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But all the lanes are moving, and at least south of the area, both the tunnels are okay, going down towards Glen Burnie, eventually on 895, and then 95 out to Arbutus on the southwest side of the Beltway. Looks like the wreck at Windsor Mill Road near Rolling Road was minor. That's not going to be a big deal. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway now on the shoulder, a little better leaving College Park on the shoulder now, inner loop around Greenbelt Road with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The heat and humidity is on today, tomorrow. Upper 80s, low 90s. Going to be a little sticky, but at least we'll have some sunshine to continue the at least clear weather. No rain till maybe Wednesday or so. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 70 in Severn, and it is 71 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:15 on the Monday morning. Once again, it is time for us to see exactly which lefty has completely lost it. So they put the lefties who have completely lost it right into the circus for all of us to observe. So please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this young lady can't stand MAGA people. She's very cultured about it, but the disgust and hate kind of seeps through every single phrase and what she has to say.
I was just wondering, like, why you guys hate everything? Like, why do you hate America? Why are you cool with just sitting and watching the Democratic Republic burn to the ground? And you're not even watching, you're cheering it on. Yeah, we love to suffer, because you're gonna also suffer under this authoritarian fascist fever dream. Why do you hate women? Why do you hate single women? Why do you really hate single women who have cats?
Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, actually. But thanks for stopping in. Please get back in the clown car, and please get out of here and go hang out with the other ladies with cats. Enjoy your afternoon, and we'll touch back probably never. We'll see you around. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Why do you mean women with cats? I don't know.
Yeah, well. There was, I don't know if you saw the white liberal, I don't know, they said she was an influencer, but I've never heard of her. Her name was Welch or something. Yeah. Over the weekend, she went viral for saying that white people should not be allowed to eat in Mexican and Chinese restaurants. Seriously.
Really?
Yes. And they should not be able to go to Broadway shows where there are gay and lesbian performers.
They should not?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, that will kill off Broadway right there.
Well, it'll kill off a lot of Mexican and Chinese restaurants, too.
Yeah.
John writes in, this is Firefighter John. Good morning. One thing I've learned in 30-plus years of being a firefighter EMT in Baltimore City, almost all of these shootings are targeted. The shooting in Park Heights is probably no different. I'm sure they know who did the shooting, but they don't want to speak up. They were targeted shooting, and unfortunately a 5-year-old girl was struck, but Democrats say Baltimore City, it's safer than ever. Unless, of course, you live there. You know, so that's a message, I think, for people outside the city. Who knows? But there is, it's just, you know, we keep seeing it, these mass shootings. And, of course, they had the big news, the 410-gun buyback. I guarantee you most of those guns did not work.
Okay. Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Up to $300 per non-working gun.
Right. So guns that didn't work, and how bad, and people, you know, there's probably somebody, you know, we used to collect aluminum cans and...
Oh, sure.
Yeah. There's somebody out there probably collecting guns that don't work, knowing there's going to be another Archdiocese of Baltimore gun buyback.
They'll take a gun that, you know, the list price is $475, but of course in non-working condition, it's worth a buck and a quarter, and they take it in and cash it in for $300. That's not a bad day's work.
Yeah. I think you got to look at that. And also, this week is, you know what this week is? It's no sales tax week. If you, I think it's got to be under $100. So if you buy something that's $101, you're going to pay the sales tax. Yeah. At $99, not so much.
Yeah, look, I don't want to diss Maryland businesses because they work hard under the restrictions, but there is nothing to keep people from saying, I'm not doing this. They drive north on I-95 right over the Delaware border is Christiana Mall. It's a huge mall. It's tax-free.
I'm not quite sure because now they're bemoaning in the paper this morning, $9.3 million in revenue is going to be, and we're already in dire straits from being, you know, a shortfall. In the budget, and but this is what the magnanimous Democrats decide once a year.
Once a year for a week.
Once a year
we'll
for a
week.
We'll
give you some of your money back.
Some of your money back.
Yeah, I mean, and again,
I'd much rather you downsize government than give me some of my money back, and that'll help it in the long run anyway.
We don't live on an island. We live surrounded by other states who treat taxes differently. And people will go to where, if you have $1,000 to spend on your kids for wardrobe this season, you're not going to say, well, where can I go that I can buy a pair of $99 jeans?
And do you mark that off on your calendar if you're like, let's say
one week?
Let's say you're living paycheck to paycheck. paycheck. How can you afford to stock up on...
For 1 week.
For 1 week. Unless, of course, you put it on layaway or something like you would do Christmas shopping. I don't know. It's just, it's always been a gimmick to me, and it shouldn't be a gimmick. All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Got your calls and comments coming up here in just a second and more on Judge Yvette Bryant and her outrageous bench trial ruling on the man that brutally beat two pro-life protesters outside Baltimore Planned Parenthood. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a backup on I-70 westbound, not sure what it is yet, been looking around, but it's out near the Patapsco River Bridge and then moving out towards 29, so there may be a wreck in that area after the bridge, but it looks like we are backing up on the westbound side of I-70 for that traffic leaving the Beltway and then working its way out through that area. So just a heads up for that. We'll try to get some more information on that. Let me look back towards the Beltway, see if it's backed up there. Yeah, it's starting to back up there as well. So could be a wreck. We'll confirm that on 70 westbound. It looks to be around the bridge or near the ramp over at Route 29. But your option, of course, would be take the Beltway and use Route 40 as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, heat and humidity return today. Tomorrow, highs upper 80s to low 90s, and right now 73 and sunny in Annapolis. It's 72 in Columbia. Let's take a call here from Kurt in Edgewater. Morning, Kurt.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Have y'all heard anything about closing down Laurel Racetrack for Pimlico?
Yeah, it's going to be history once the new track is built. From what I understand, the Preakness will be run at Laurel in 2026.
Yep.
And then, depends on when the track's done, maybe 27. But when the track is finally built, the $400 million they're pumping into Pimlico, once that is done, the Laurel will close.
Hopefully they'll do something about security.
You know, and that's it's kind of a big loss, I think, for Maryland, you know, because you know this was the politics of it. The Preakness had to stay in Baltimore. So that was the politics of it all. And they'd rather, I guess, spend the $400 million renovation into a track where a neighborhood has mass shootings, like it just did, versus Laurel, which is relatively safe, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laurel wasn't bad. Okay, great. I've been out. I've been away for a month and a half, so I didn't hear about it.
Kurt, thanks so much. Appreciate you listening and calling. So I want to talk a little bit here about the judge in this case that the pro-life activists were brutally beaten, and where we have seen in this country here in Maryland, we've seen pro-life protesters go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they dare verbally accost. So a person going into an abortion clinic, not physically,
right,
but just, you know, and by that, I mean, they probably, you know, I don't know what they said exactly, but, you know, just trying to get them to change their mind.
Yeah.
And people have gone to jail for that. I thought that was freedom of speech, that I could be mistaken. But instead, a guy that viciously tackles an 84-year-old man, injuring him, and then when a 73-year-old fellow activist comes over to try to intervene, he gets clocked, and then while he's on the ground, he gets kicked in the face. He has permanent injuries from that. And this guy, I guess the first part was the jury could not come back with a verdict on the first-degree assault charge. So they dismissed that, and then they go to a bench trial. So Judge Yvette Bryant, 8th Circuit, here in Baltimore, she's part of the sitting judges. She obviously just doesn't take into effect the impact statement of the victim. She thinks that somehow this 28-year-old guy, Patrick Bryce, was provoked, or she couldn't tell whether he was provoked or not. So instead of giving him 10 years, which the prosecution was asking for, or even 5 years, or even 1 year,
yeah,
he gets zero jail time and home detention with community service. That's what passes for justice. Well, now, this judge, who was appointed by Governor Ehrlich back in 2006. This is my point. You never know what you're getting.
That's right.
With these judges. So she was appointed in 2006. She ran for re-election last year in November and won. And now she's sitting pretty for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 2039 before she has to run for election again, and she'll be close to retirement age.
Yeah.
So she can do whatever she wants. You know, I guess the only thing you could do is you could impeach her. But do you think you're going to impeach a black female judge in the state of Maryland? It's not going to happen, no matter what she rules. So the only thing you could do is name and shame, and maybe she resigns because she doesn't want the heat. I just think this is an outrageous ruling. And if it were anybody else but pro-life protesters, I think it would have gone differently.
Yeah. Put the shoe on the other foot. My bet is it would have gone differently. If you had somebody out protesting in front of a family counseling clinic run by pro-life folks and some pro-life individual had come up and done the same thing, ages being the same, you'd have a hard time convincing me that there wouldn't be some kind of penalty assessed. Some kind. If not 10 years, as you say, then why not 5? Why not 1? Why not 6 months with 6 months forgiven? I mean, why not something? Because this teaches a lesson. And, of course, this is when I become a real troglodyte. This is when I think, well, the punishment should fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody should pay to tackle him into concrete and then kick him in the head until he has problems for the rest of his life. I mean, to me, that's, I realize that's just troglodyte thinking, but that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, and they were there minding their own business until he's the one who provoked it. He's the one that assaulted these two men.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a lot of experience. It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds or less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, and there's great financing available from both. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. We were talking about this past half hour. Maryland families getting a break on back-to-school shopping during the state's tax-free week running through August 16th. Clothing, shoes, and school uniforms priced under $100, as well as backpacks priced under $40, are exempt from sales tax. Local resale shops like Once Upon a Child and Kid to Kid say the event boosts businesses while helping parents stretch their budgets. A 39-year-old man facing charges after police say he defaced an Israeli flag and spray-painted a Falls Road business late Wednesday night. Jonathan Wagner is accused of targeting kitchen designed by Eden, which displayed the flag outside its storefront. One charge includes malicious destruction of property based on race or religion. The business owner says his shop has been targeted before. He simply replaces the flag each time, refuses to take it down. Ironically, Wagner's court date is set for October 7th. Baltimore police officer and a civilian driver injured Friday night in a crash at East Monument and North Wolf Streets. Collision happened around 10:35 p.m., disabling both vehicles, knocking the front plate off the police cruiser. Police are investigating a mass shooting that left Baltimore's Central Park Heights neighborhood, left a 38-year-old man dead, five others injured, and that happened on Saturday night. The shooting happened near Queensbury and Spalding Avenues, close to Pimlico. Four men, a 23-year-old woman, and a five-year-old little girl among the victims. Child's injuries, thank God, were not serious. Investigators say multiple vehicles and homes were struck by gunfire. No arrests have been made. Six people, including four children, killed in a house fire in Charles County on Sunday. Fire crews responded to the home on Declaration Court North at around 8:40 in the morning, upgraded the blaze to two alarms after learning people were trapped inside. Officials say three other residents lived there. One escaped. Two were not home at the time. It's 8:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 563. Pick 4, 9601. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chucky's and Love Johnson.
The westbound side of I-70 is still slow coming off the Beltway, and it's slow out here towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. We have not seen an official report of what's causing it. We can only assume that it could be a wreck, maybe if Chart would change the camera around looking back towards the Patapsco River Bridge. We might be able to see what it is, because at Route 29, some traffic is getting through, but we're backed up on I-70 from the Beltway out towards Howard County. We'll let you know as soon as we can get an eyeball on that. In the meantime, a little bit slow in and around the Beltway. JFX have been fine all morning. Still clear from Ruxton Road through the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a hot day as temperatures rise to the upper 80s and maybe even the low 90s. We start the day with mostly cloudy skies, but later on we'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll drop down to the 70s under mostly clear skies, then get ready for the 90s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey for Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Orioles lose the rubber match of their series with the Oakland Athletics at home yesterday, falling 3-2. Jordan Westberg hit his 14th home run of the year. Kobe Mayo drove in the other team's lone run for the team. Keegan Aiken blew his fourth save and gets the loss, so another bullpen manufactured loss for the Birds. Orioles have the day off before continuing against the Mariners, Oriole Park, Camden Camden Yards tomorrow night. The Ravens picked up some roster changes over the weekend, signing running back Miles Gaskin. After he tried out with the club, he, of course, was actually played for the Vikings last season. Negative 1 yard on three carries. They also signed cornerback MJ Devonshire and placed fellow corner Bill Alcohn on IR, and also corner Robert Longerbeam goes on injured reserve as well. Well, we get through the first week of the NFL preseason is in the books, and it looked like the rookie quarterbacks had a pretty good week. Number one pick overall, Cam Ward, completed 5 of 8 passes for 67 yards in limited action as the Titans fell to the Bucks. Shedeur Sanders shined in his professional debut, throwing for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Browns' 30-10 win over the Carolina Panthers. So we'll see what happens when the real bullets fly, but good starts for them. Elsewhere in sports, it was taking a look at the big golf match over the weekend. Justin Rose earned his 12th career tour victory at the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind in Memphis. He took down J.J. Spawn, 3-0 playoff, after both finished atop the leaderboard at 16-under. Scottie Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood finished tied for third at 15-under. And up at Watkins Glen, Shane Van Gisbergen celebrating a landslide victory in the Go Bowling at the Glen race. The driver of the number 88 car led Christopher Bell by more than 11 seconds to take home the checkered flag at Watkins Glen International. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. New York Post had a story this past week, written by Stephen Nelson. Trump critic Representative Jasmine Crockett is a no-show boss from hell who terrorizes staffers, aides say. All diva, no wow. Now, this is the staffers saying this. Crockett has positioned herself as an unfiltered critic of President Trump, earning regular TV appearances and an enthusiastic online following, but congressional aides tell The Post that the Dallas Democrat is just as rude and mean to her own staff. The liberal loudmouth, age 44, has rocketed to fame since taking office in January 2023 as a fiery antagonist of the Republican president and his allies. But three sources in her office who have worked with or for Crockett say she's rarely present when TV cameras aren't rolling, and she terrorizes staff when she does appear. Crockett says, ha, 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 who, me? I'm not mean. Just ask my good friend Leona Helmsley.
So, just to be clear, I'm not going to stop being who I am. Because it's just how God made me.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Just to be clear, I'm not going to stop being who I am.
Just to be clear, I'm not going to stop being who I am.
That's not entirely accurate.
You know, as a 40-year-old woman who's never married and doesn't have children, I may be sacrificing all of that because I don't believe in signing up for a job and not giving it my all.
Just to be clear, I'm not going to stop being who I am.
He's hearing all kinds of nonsense and let me just be real. We weren't going to sit for this. We wouldn't, you know.
It's pandering. It's undignified and bite me.
Yes, Jasmine Crockett. She is the boss from hell. And she, again, she just laughs the whole thing off.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I know that I have arrived, honey. That is the way that I see this. Because as Beyonce says, if they're not talking about you, then obviously you must not be doing anything. You know what? This is just more slander, more nonsense, more lies. And honestly, I don't think that the New York Post would probably be the first ones to be able to figure out if I was a boss from hell.
Yeah, it's not the New York Post, darling. It's your staffers talking with the New York Post. So if you have
minor detail,
it's not some guy at the Post saying, "Oh, let me make out something." It's some guy at the New York Post talking with your staff, and your staff says that you're not showing up for work, and you only show up for work when there are cameras around, or you want to make a flash or get in the headlines. You don't do the work, and you seem to think that you could be a congressperson from your condo or your apartment, wherever you happen to be.
There's a lot of scrutiny that comes my way, and it comes my way from all different angles. But when people start talking about you, that's when you know that you are obviously getting under their skin. So I am not going to give up. There is a song that I like to quote every once in a while. It says, "Your hate is my motivation, so keep hating." All it does is motivate me to continue to do what I do, which is to be loud and proud on behalf of the American people.
Okay, you're not on my behalf. I mean, just to be really clear about it. And to be loud and proud, that is not how you entered Congress. That's not, frankly, the education you had. The education you had was some of the priciest education around, a very expensive school in St. Louis, MICDS, Mary Institute, Country Day School, that cost a college tuition every year for you to go to, and then a very expensive all-girls high school, and then a really expensive college education, where you didn't come out speaking Ebonics. You came out speaking English, and you've adopted this whole new persona. You're a phony. I mean, it comes down to that. You're a headline-grabbing phony. And you cannot tolerate being out of the spotlight. The problem is, you may get redistricted out of the spotlight, assuming that things go in Texas the way they just might.
Eventually they will, I think. I don't know what it is about Texas, but you know another congresswoman who was a boss from hell from Texas was Sheila with two Confederate names.
Yeah.
May she rest in peace.
That's right.
Sheila Jackson Lee, there were reports that she also was just awful to work for. In fact, she made her staffers, she lived two blocks from Congress, she made her staffers pick her up every day and drive her to and from Congress because she couldn't walk two blocks.
Well, I sympathize. Yeah. I mean, that's...
I understand in the snow.
Yeah.
I understand in the rain.
Sure.
But every day! That was via Kevin McCarthy, by the way.
Here, by the way, is a protester, a pro-Jasmine protester. Just listen to this interview.
Okay, so you make a sign about people being criminals, but you don't know what you made it for?
All right, so
I make a sign supporting my community and the people in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, I have no idea what's on the sign. I made the sign because I made a sign for my community. Okay. Thank you. And you vote, unfortunately. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Well, we're still sitting here looking at the backup on 70 between the Beltway and the Patapsco River Bridge. State Highways decided not to turn the cameras so we could see what's going on. You would think when they look at this backup and they don't see any traffic over Route 29, somewhere between the bridge and 29, there's got to be a wreck, got to be a problem, got to be construction, got to be something. I ain't making it up. It's all backed up. Maybe they'll turn the camera before 9 o'clock so we can tell you what's really going on. But I digress. At the Harbor Tunnels now, they're still backed up a little bit southbound. Not too bad. 95 Russell Street, 395. That busy interchange is clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, first part of the work week. Hot and humid. It's back. 80s. Upper 80s to low 90s both days. Not a chance of rain maybe till later on in the week.
The 80s are back?
The 80s are back. And I love the 80s. Bring back the 80s. It's cloudy, 72 in Reisterstown, 75 in the city. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A Feel Good News segment is being brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all, I mean all, your appliance needs. Well, I don't know if you saw the video over the weekend. It went viral. A bear got into a woman's home near Vancouver last Monday, but her tiny little Pomeranian chased it off. There's security footage of the whole thing. Her dog, Scout, is only 6 pounds, but a vicious six-pounder he is. Here's Kayla Klein talking about her fearless pup chasing a 200-pound bear out of her home.
I was surprised, but also he's scary when he's mad. It was around noon, and I was in the washroom getting ready. He came sprinting around the corner, and I just saw the bear running out of our kitchen, and he chased it out of the house. He just likes to assert his dominance, or, like, we'll call him the alpha dog.
All right, way to go, Scout. That'll teach that bear.
Dogs have no idea of relative size. They are clueless on a relative size.
Territorial, man. Their territory. You walk into their territory, you're toast. That's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Jet Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
So we've talked about this now for quite some time. Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, suggested maybe you would start charging parents for the reckless, dangerous behavior some of their juvenile children are engaged in Baltimore City. We don't know what the charge would be, but we've often said that you can't punish the parent for the crime of the child, but you might be able to charge them with reckless abandonment or child abuse or child endangerment or something, because they're minors, most of them. Because if they're 18 or over, they can be charged themselves. Well, in Gloucester Miners Township in New Jersey, apparently there was a big brawl last year at an event involving teens. 11 people arrested, 9 teenagers. 3 police officers were injured during the melee. The event was postponed this year. The ordinance that they have now passed stipulates consequences, including jail time, for parents and guardians who fail to prevent their children from breaking the law. Okay, and the ordinance 28 different offenses that range from felonies to minor infractions such as loitering, breaking curfew, or chronic truancy. The Gloucester's Miners Police Department said, quote, if a child is repeatedly found guilty in juvenile court, their caretaker could face up to 90 days in prison and or fine up to $2,000. Guardians will be issued a warning before a citation, according to the police chief. He says our ordinance was actually sampled from other towns. We're not necessarily the first. We're probably the first bigger town to adopt it. And again, this is a small township in New Jersey where they can pretty much get a handle on everything. Mm-hmm. But I think what we're seeing now is the blowback from here in Maryland. Juveniles are running amok. They're running wild.
Yeah.
Nobody, not a single Democrat wants to do anything about them except maybe Ivan Bates. The rest of the Democrats are, you know, throwing caution to the wind. Down in Washington over the weekend, 100 juveniles gathered at the Washington Navy Yard, and President Trump already had federal troops and agencies put on alert, and they came in, and there were shots fired, but they broke it up, like, real quick, and arrests were made. So I don't know when Baltimore's going to get the message here, but I think there's a point now where in the community there is some level of acceptance that we must do something.
Yeah.
And is it time for Baltimore City? Is this a good time for Ivan Bates and the city council and others to start holding? Because these kids are running wild. What was it? Port Covington last weekend. 2:30 in the morning, they were throwing construction cones into windshields. What are 12, 13, 14-year-olds doing out at 2:30 in the morning on the weekend?
Right.
So now maybe your parent works the overnight shift. I don't know. But some adult, somebody's got to be left in charge. And if that person can't account or does not, then maybe that person ought to be charged with something.
Yeah, and as Chuck Whitaker would say, there's no construction going on at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. If these are members of a construction crew, they'd wait till rush hour.
And we've seen all the carjackings, the assaults. We had a pastor who was assaulted late at night.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the ice cream place got hit again in Federal Hill over the weekend with vandalism. They don't care. They're not even wearing masks anymore. Yeah. Because they know there are no consequences. So if there are no consequences for the juveniles, maybe there should be consequences for their adult guardians. Mm-hmm. I'm reluctant to call them parents because they obviously aren't parenting.
I've been arguing that for some time, is that if indeed a minor is in the charge of his a parent or an individual who is a majority in age, that individual is in charge of that child. If that individual cannot actually handle that child, they should reach out to social services or the police and say, I realize it's supposed to be my responsibility. I cannot do this.
Because we know already there's no real leadership at the Department of Juvenile Services.
Yeah.
Schiraldi's out. The new woman might be nice. He might have good intentions. We'll have to wait and see. But that's a cesspool.
Yeah.
But with sexual abuse, with living conditions, with medical conditions. So that's the reason why they're not keeping them in the juvenile services, because it's worse than where they're living.
But I would argue they don't need to be kept in juvenile services. There needs to be a system where which a parent who is being overwhelmed by a mom who's 33 years old, has a teenage son she cannot control. She should have some resource in the city she could go to and say, I need help with my son.
Right.
Help me with my son. I cannot handle this kid. And I know I'm responsible for him.
But that would be someone actually that cares who was trying to do something about it. But a lot of them don't care.
Right.
They just don't care. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodeled or new kitchen. AES, experience integrity results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I do got to say, Michelle likes to rock and roll first thing in the morning, man.
Yeah, she wants to get you going.
Yeah.
I think it's for herself, too.
I think so. For me, it was always 5 or 6 or 113 splashes of water on my face. And then 17 cups of coffee. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we still don't know what the exact problem was, even though finally State Highway did turn the camera back towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. It's still moving very slowly. It's not backed up to the Beltway anymore, but it looks like there may have been a wreck just over the other side of the Patapsco River Bridge on 70 westbound. It's moving a little better, still backed up. It's going to take an extra 5-6 minutes right now to get through there. If you're leaving the city, headed south on Hanover Street, right before the Hanover Street Bridge, apparently they're doing some work in the right lane construction there. There's a backup as you're going south from the bridge at I-95. We're a little bit slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Otherwise, no problems. 895 is cleared out. 95 looks okay. And then the junction right here at 95, Russell Street and 395, all the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. The heat and humidity is back.
It's
And there it was. I mean, as soon as, I said that, I just looked at Kim.
No, all of a sudden,
big
she's
smile
smiling.
On her face. Absolutely.
Before that, she was really dour looking. Like, oh my God, life is horrible.
Upper 80s, low 90s. 75 right now, sunny in Middle River, 75 in the city. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I know you're saying this, but on the way to work today, like this fog, this cloud is really piling up over 695. Meanwhile, it's sunny and beautiful in Middle River.
Yeah.
Is that from the Canadian wildfires, or is that something different? That's just fog.
No, that's because of you.
I think it's...
The sunshine just
inside your car, Kim.
It follows you wherever you go.
It follows me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I thought
smile.
It was bizarre.
It's the smoke from Park Heights.
That could be. That could be. Speaking of Park Heights, of course, I'll be talking about the mass shooting that occurred in Baltimore over the weekend. Sad to hear a five-year-old was shot in the hand.
Yeah.
I guess we should be grateful that it was just her hand, but oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I did want to focus on the comments from Commissioner Richard Warley. I thought that his comments were interesting. He kind of shrugged his shoulders and was like, you know, people were just eating crabs. Like, you know, they're no longer this point where you're like, oh my gosh, a child was shot. This is awful. Like, you know, the urgency. It's just not there.
No sense of outrage anymore.
No. Not at all.
That's because you become conditioned to it.
Yeah.
It's just a hand, fortunately, because, you know, kids are not big targets. So
I think the larger question is,
school and learn to read and write.
We're pouring $400 million into a new racetrack in that neighborhood, which is completely unsafe.
Yep. So we'll see what the investors think about that.
So one day a year, they can make money.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what people agree is. One day a year, they make money.
Such a waste. Anyways, we're also going to talk about the offshore wind. Obviously, President Trump and his administration is pushing back on the offshore wind projects. But I also saw a story where the offshore wind is really, I guess you could say, harming the wildlife in the UK. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
So the British fishermen are complaining about the offshore wind. And I'm like, look, we're seeing it in live time.
Yeah.
Are we not going to get the picture, or is this just about special interest groups? It's just, you know, they're making money personally and they're fine with it, but fishermen, crabbers, constituents, residents, nobody else wants this.
Yeah, it's the same mindset that would not allow a road to be built because of the snail darter. But whales and dolphins can wash up on beaches all over the Atlantic seaboard from these offshore wind turbines, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Anytime previously where we went from one form of energy to another, it was because the new form of energy was more efficient, did the job better. We are deliberately moving to a forms of energy that are less efficient and cannot do the job.
Yeah.
We've gone crazy.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it comes down to. And, of course, the local vandalism stories. You got the one at Federal Hill and then also the arrest made in Pikesville. So we'll talk about those, too.
Very good. Kim Klesick
Live.
Thank you. Coming up next.
Bring the sunshine.
U.S. Marshals. Want to give a shout-out to them. They rescued a missing teen during an operation to nab an MS-13 gangbanger in Maryland. And thank goodness that they had the Frederick County Sheriffs. Because if it had been Baltimore City or if it had been Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, or except for Hartford, they probably never would have caught this this illegal gangbanger. Dennis Misael Dominguez Reyes, 27 years old, from El Salvador, was taken to custody over the weekend in Frederick. When authorities moved to detain him, he was suspected of harboring the missing teen, who's also from El Salvador. The young girl has not been publicly identified, had been reported missing to the Frederick County Sheriff's Office, and intelligence gathered then during the investigation revealed she was in danger. Frederick County then calls U.S. Marshals. U.S. Marshals get on the scene. And now, of course, he's in ICE custody where he awaits his deportation.
Yeah.
But bad things could have happened to that young girl.
Yeah.
And it's only by the grace of God that did happen in Frederick County where they actually cooperate with
feds. That's right.
Other jurisdictions, God help her.
Yeah.
Rescue Natural Supplements customer appreciation sale is ongoing. It'll end, I think it's been extended to Friday. This week it was supposed to end tomorrow, but we have extended it through Friday, giving you an opportunity for you to use the coupon code VIP50 to save 50% off when you buy five bottles or more of the same item, different items. You can mix and match the combo packs and stuff. They're exempt from it, but again, if you need omega-3s, if you need, you can buy five of the same item or five different items if you want during the customer appreciation sale, which expires Friday at midnight. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number. 1-800 800-262-5483, or you can go online and order at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And these are all natural supplements, nutraceuticals as they're called, over 50 different ones from the Rescue line. And don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning at 8, where I host Rescue Healthline with a physician of the day to talk about your health.
I have a whole set of Rescue products I take every single day.
I do too.
Absolutely.
And my numbers have been great, and I feel great, and I am a firm believer in, and again, they do work.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to Michelle. Great job today sitting in for Kristen. And we're back tomorrow morning bright early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.